It's time for Benedict and Raven football, heard on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. The Amberwell Health pregame will begin with the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show, featuring head coach Larry Wilcox, right after these messages.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all seven of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
We're visiting with Joel Osborne, head coach of the Benedictine Ravens. Coach, welcome. How's it going today, man?
It's going great, great, Tom. I'm really excited to be here, and we're fired up to play this game against Hastings, and our kids are really excited. So it's a good opportunity for our team. You know, we've had a really good spring and off-season programming, and it's crazy coming in. You come into a program, and it's in such good shape, and it's pretty unprecedented to take over a program and to play real games in the spring. So I think this may be the first time this has ever happened. So it's been a learning experience, and our kids have embraced it, and so has our staff, and we're looking forward to the opportunity today.
I've got to ask you, how did you ever get Hastings to agree to play a real game? You had their scrimmage game a couple of weeks ago, but certainly no team in the conference would want to play Benedictine, and it would serve no benefit for them. How did you get Hastings to agree to play this game?
You're going to have to ask Coach Gardemeier. No, he did a great job getting the game, and you know, the thing was, when I talked to Coach Franzen on the phone, is, you know, he's taking over a program there at Hastings, and the way he's looking at this opportunity is getting a jump start on the 2021 season. So, you know, it just worked out. You know, we looked far and wide, and we talked to a lot of teams, and tried to find a game or two to play, and you know, Hastings was about the only one that bit. So yeah, we're looking forward to playing these guys, and we're appreciative that they're wanting to play a game.
You alluded a minute ago to practice and getting prepped for this contest, and you know, you always play a little spring ball. How did the spring go for you so far? I mean, are you pretty satisfied? Are the things that you thought are maybe better than you thought they would be, or things that you thought, well, you know, maybe I got to tweak this a little bit?
No, it's gone great. You know, when I first got here in January, we got going with recruiting right away and just getting to know the staff and getting to know the kids. And I did that by watching the kids work out, you know, going to all the conditioning workouts. Coach Arnold, our strength coach, did a great job, and his staff. And so we were hands-on right away with the kids. And then, we continued to have recruiting visits. And then about the middle of February, we started doing football related things, meaning started doing some skill work and installing our offense. And so that was one of the things. I didn't know how I was going to do that, but our staff embraced it and did a great job learning, and so we installed in incremental steps for our kids and got them to understand our basics, and this is going to be our core, and then we're going to build from there. And so you know, I've just been really pleased with how our kids have handled themselves. They've just taken it step by step and haven't looked too far ahead. Even this week, you know, they're just focused on the game against Hastings, because, you know, like we've said, the playoffs are out of our control, so we can't worry about that. But long story short, we've been able to get, roughly after this week, we'll have had about 20 practices dating back to the end of February. So we feel like we're ready to play a game.
You mentioned, and we have to talk about it, every head coach, every business leader has to have a superb staff to be around them if they're going to be successful, and you've got that, some tremendous, tremendous individuals on that group.
Yes, I do, and so that's one of the unique benefits to this job, was the staff is already in place, and I've been really pleased with our staff. They've done a great job. Number one, they know the kids really well, and they know how to motivate. And number two, they're great teachers, and they really care about the kids and getting them better, not just in football, but, you know, we're doing things right now academically. You know, our grades are improving a lot. The other thing we're doing is, you know, we did spiritual development with our kids, and our coaches were a big part of that. And then you know, they're just so involved with our players. So, you know, our staff's been awesome. It's been a lot of fun to work with. They've been open to new ideas, which has been great because we're doing some things right now that probably haven't been done here as a program, as an offense. So, you know, and they've been really open to that. And some of it's been good, and some of it we've been like, you know what, maybe we don't need to do that. So, you know, we've been trying new things and trying to find our identity as a team.
That leads me to my next question. Raven fans have been coming and watching Benedictine for a while. What are they going to see here today that's maybe a little different than they're accustomed to?
Well, you know, some of the things that I guess really I don't know to how to answer that question. I can tell you what you're going to see from us. I don't know if it's going to be different or the same, but what I can tell you is we're going to be high energy. You're going to see the kids who aren't playing will be on the sideline. On third down, their job is to get the crowd going and to bring a lot of energy and noise. You know, and then, you know, as far as the product on the field, kids that play hard, that are physical, we're going to be able to stop the run on defense. We're going to be able to run the football on offense. You know, and my thing offensively is to get the ball in space to our best players against their worst defenders. That's my philosophy. So, you know, whether it's short passes, deep shots, screens, intermediate passing game, running game, you know, whatever that may be, that's what we're going to be. And we're going to be diverse with our formations on offense. I do know it'll probably be a little bit more spread than it's been in the past. But, you know, you're going to see that some guys are going to be touching the ball that, number one, there's going to be a guy that hasn't played offense that's going to play some offense. Number two, there's going to be some guys that are going to touch the ball that really didn't play in the fall, and they're doing a great job for us. So, because they really fit what we're doing. So, you know, that's really, really what I want you to notice is our kids, how hard they play and how much energy they have. And you'll see they'll be having a lot of fun too. So.
What do we know about Hastings coming into the game? You mentioned there is a new coach there and that you'd like to, you know, match up your better players against players that are maybe more suspect from them. What do we know about them?
Yeah, so defensively, they're going to run a four-man front. They run a 4-2-5 defense, meaning the primary coverage is cover four. They'll play some cover one, meaning one high safety, man coverage underneath. They'll bring a few pressures here and there. They'll slant their front. They've got some big defensive linemen, particularly at defensive end, so we're going to have to figure out how to block those guys and how to get on angles and move them and kick them out, pin them down, just different type, read them. So, you know, offensively, you know, they're going to be spread. They're going to try to run RPO-based system. You know, we're an inside zone, outside zone, power. You know, they're going to try to take their shots. You know, from a personnel standpoint, when we got their two deep in their roster, a lot of the guys that were impact guys for them in the fall are no longer on their roster. So personnel-wise, we don't really know what we're going to be getting from them. And the same thing with defense. There are going to be a lot of new faces on the field, you know. So and people may say, well, they're not going to be very good because of that, but you never know. You never know. So you got to come out and be ready to go, and we respect our opponent. Really, more importantly, we respect the process of college football and the game week, and our kids have really done a nice job, especially coming off of Easter break where they had basically spring break, and then they're coming back and expecting to play a game, and not just play a game, but perform at a high level.
Coach, one last question. A historic game here today, first game for you as a head coach, and as you look at your journey coming in to Atchison and, you know, being in this position now, you know, give me your feelings a little bit. Can you even put in words what it's like going into game one of your head coaching career?
Not really. I guess the biggest thing is I'm just honored, you know, to be the head football coach here. There's a lot of guys who would love to have my job. There was a guy that did it, Coach Wilcox, for a long time at extremely high level, and he impacted thousands of lives. And so that's the biggest thing for me is it's not about necessarily, you know, wins and losses. It's going to be more about, you know, the guys that we build into men and the character we develop and the fathers and husbands are going to be and moving forward. And so, you know, the football is going to be a byproduct of doing things the right way. And you should see good results if you're recruiting young men who are good football players that are really good people. So, you know, we should be able to put a good product on the field in terms of that. But more importantly, I'm just excited. I'm excited for our kids and our staff to play a game. It's a big deal to be able to play a game in the spring. And it's a bigger deal, the fact that we have something to play for. So our kids have been extremely motivated. That's something that's helped us, you know, make sure that we have a sense of urgency every day. And so I'm looking forward to the day. It's going to be a great day.
Coach Osborne, we really appreciate your time. We wish you the very best of luck, man. Go Ravens.
I appreciate it, Tom. Thank you very much.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300. Chicken and biscuits are back at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The chicken and biscuit basket is bursting with mouth-watering flavor with 4 pieces of DQ signature chicken strips, 7 buttery mini biscuits, crispy fries, and warm pepper gravy or your choice of dipping sauce. And be sure to check out the Blizzard of the Month, Frosted Animal Cookies. It's all in April at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Now hiring for all shifts.
As we get set for the Raven football this afternoon, it is now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill key to the game. And for Benedictine, they're going to have some new looks this afternoon. Some guys you might have been familiar with in the fall playing different positions. I think it's going to be a little fun. And for BC, they need to go out and really put together their best resume type game, as tomorrow we'll find out if they're able to continue the season this spring and make the playoffs. So again, for Benedictine this afternoon, go out, establish the run, and establish that you're a team that should make the playoffs. Kickoff coming up here soon.
A lot has changed since the Atchison Hospital was founded in 1912. Over the years, we've grown into more than a hospital, and our communities include more than Atchison. We've grown from a single-location hospital to a multi-location healthcare system. A network of providers and resources that improve access to care for all our communities. And now, we've grown into a new name that connects all our communities and our care. Amberwell Health. Our beautiful amber waves of grain and Kansas amber, our state gemstone, reflect the warmth and compassion found in the heart of America. Though it's a new name, we're old friends. We'll continue to serve, continue to care, and continue to honor our patients and our communities. Say hello to Amberwell Health.
The biggest stars of country music play here. Hot Country 93.7 KAIR, Horton, Atchison.
It's that time once again. Time for some smashing, crashing, clashing Benedictine Raven football. Get ready for 4 quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where, yes, it is April, and there is college football today as Benedictine is playing host to their visitors from Hastings College, the Broncos. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, our producer-engineer in the Care Sports Studio, Gus Counts will be here in the booth to my left, Tom Counts. And Gus, it is a day that you're going to look back on and say, history written all over the place. Jennifer Stammers sings the national anthem. The final time she will ever do that. For the first time in 42 years, a new head coach at the wheel for the Benedictine Ravens, and football in April for the first time in history. You will remember where you were today, just like you remembered when Neil stepped on the moon or when that first child was born. You're going to say, I remember that afternoon.
Yeah, it's football that actually counts, right? Benedictine coming into the ballgame, 7-2 overall, looking to move to 8-2. And we talked about it a little bit in our Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, where today's game, it's a resume booster. So you've got to go out there. You've got to put your best foot forward and hope for the best and see where the chips might fall.
The flip of the coin has already been made, and the Ravens won the flip. And, Gus, you can tell the times have changed already because Benedictine is elected to accept the football, and that'll mean Jason Bockley for Hastings is going to be putting it on a tee. We're a couple of minutes early, but this thing is going to be underway. Ravens with return men back deep. Trey Adger, Austin Buteau, we're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Raven football underway. The kick is going to be taken by Trey at the 2. Adger up the right hash marks to the 20, 5, 35, 40-yard line. Trey Adger, 38-yard kickoff return. First and 10, Benedictine.
And can I tell you, I thought it might have even been a little more than that. It's just a little seam developed, and Trey Adger able to blow right through it, and the Ravens going to put their offense out on the field, and it will be Garrett Kettle at the helm for the Ravens this afternoon.
His running back is going to be first-team all-conference player Rayshon Mills, the 5'11", 200-pound senior from Santa Clara, California. Benedictine trips left, first and 10, one man to the right side. BC from their own 40. They'll take their tight end, motion him right. The handoff is going to go to the running back. He'll follow some blocks to the 40, 45, keeps his balance right at the first down mark, very near. Midfield at Gus's point and move that sticks.
Yeah, nice little play right there. You sent your tight end, Court Madsen, in motion going from left to right. He was the lead blocker around the end, and quickly, the offense back up over the football.
Ravens first and 10 from the 50. Quarterback's going to keep it himself, goes left. 50 puts his feet first, slides down to the 45-yard line. And he could have picked up a little more, but he was going to say, that's enough. Don't get the hit.
Yeah, a 6-yard gain, and now they're going to mark him back at the point of the slide. So a 5-yard gain on first down, and it'll bring up now second and 5 for the Raven offense. Now they're going to make a substitution coming into the ball game is going to be Drake Prey, a freshman out of Tonganoxie.
Times continue to change. A freshman is on the field for Benedictine's offense. Second down 5. Flare pass goes over to the running back, and Prey will make the one-handed catch behind him. Turn it upfield, and he is going to get very close to another first down, and it is third and inches.
What a fantastic play right there by Drake Prey. It was a pass that should have been a little in front of him, instead was way behind him. He reached back, was able to make the one-handed catch, and the officials are going to eye this thing up, and they're going to say Prey had enough yardage for the first down. So now they're going to call first and 10, and Coach Osborne turns around, and I think he's going to change the play call a little bit.
Ravens going to put Reed Levi, the old hawklet, in the slot to the right side. It's first and 10. Benedictine. Ravens moving to football on their first possession of the game. At the 41-yard line of Hastings, all kinds of movement on the defensive front. Hastings is pointing the other way.
So we're going to get an offensive lineman that time that moved, your right guard. Flinched a little bit. The entire defensive line shoots across. So now it'll be first and 15 for the Ravens. It'll be their first penalty, 2021.
Got Joe Withrow for Benedictine. He'll be wide to the right side. They'll shift Court Madsen, the tight end, over to the left and the QB. Back to throw. Going deep. Kettle way overthrows his defender. And here come the flags. The reason Trey Adger wasn't further downfield is he was getting a little bit of a bear hug by Caden Markham.
Yeah, Caden Markham reaches up, realizes that Trey was going to blow right by him. He just grabs a hold of Trey's jersey, and Trey was confused as to why there were no penalties. And finally, markers from everywhere. It'll be a first and 10 for the Ravens.
BC is going to bring Austin Buteau wide to the right side. Adger is going to be slot to the left. And Benedictine quickly up over to football. We've got a ball out of the field at the 5-yard line. Now the officials are going to stop the game a minute and pick up that loose football. Get it out of play on the near side. We're at 13:25. We are a minute and a half, Gus, into this game, and Benedictine's already moved it down to the 31-yard line, first and 10 here.
Benedictine's already got 2 first downs this afternoon.
4 receivers in the pattern. The motion will go right. The handoff is going to go on a little jet to the right side, trying to get to the edge of the 30, cutting up field to the 25 and pushed out of bounds is going to be Damon Wiegand. He'll pick up about 8 on that run to the right side. Wiegand, a junior from San Marcos, California. It is second down short for the Ravens. We haven't had a chance to talk about the day. Some people are going to be out here in the stands and say, it's football, so it doesn't matter what it's like. It's a beautiful day, right? But it is not Chamber of Commerce weather. 52 degrees. It is windy out of the northeast. It is cold. It is drizzly. But it is football in April. Second down. They're going to make it a 9-yard gain. Second and one. No one in the backfield with Kettle. He's got five receivers. Sideline to sideline. Takes a snap. Drops back. Throws to his short man. Kite taken to the 20. 15 down to the 10-yard line. Trey Adger. First and goal, Ravens.
Yeah, nice little, almost like a tunnel screen type action, right, where Trey takes a step back, comes back towards the quarterback as he makes a reception, and then goes downhill. And now, into the ballgame, you're going to see, talked about a little bit in the pregame, that you're going to see some guys in different positions. Well, checking in, and possibly at that tight end H-back type, is going to be Brett Shepherdson.
Shepherdson, the senior linebacker. One of the best athletes in the nation. He's going to be in for Benedictine. Quarterback will take it. Flare back, throws left, and it's way over the head of Trey, and it is going to be incomplete. Second down.
Yeah, at that time, Kettle had a little pressure and sailed that ball out the back of the end zone. We're going to see Shepherdson out. They're going to bring in another receiver, and this time it's going to be Joe Withrow. Now, Withrow is a guy that you probably remember from the fall. But you don't remember him on offense. Withrow, a defensive guy, moving over to wide receiver this season.
Second down, 10. Ravens QB will make the pitch outside, taking it down to the 10. Hurling a defender down to the 5-yard line, pushed out of bounds inside the 5. Ravens will have a third down inside the 5-yard line. That is Rayshon Mills running.
Yeah, Rayshon Mills now with 2 carries this afternoon for 16 yards on the day. We're going to see, again, continuing to change out the tight end. Court Madsen out, Reed Levi in. And I'm going to tell you, Reed Levi had been used mainly as wide receiver since coming to Benedictine. But now they're kind of lining him up as a tight end. I love it. It is a mismatch. He is difficult to guard at 6'4", 223.
Third down, Ravens at the 6-yard line. Garrett Kettle, quarterback, back to throw. Throws right, has his man, caught at the 5, hits for the pylon. That's a touchdown, Ravens! In the hands of Rayshon Mills, Garrett Kettle, a 6-yard TD strike. And with 11:42 to go in the opening quarter, Benedictine is in front 6-0.
Great read right there by Garrett Kettle. As he took the snap, the linebacker, the outside linebacker came down, and it left his wide receiver, Rayshon Mills, wide open over there in the flat. He tosses it to him, Rayshon, a couple steps later into the end zone for the Ravens' first score of the afternoon.
And in to kick the PAT, one of the multiple kick specialist for Benedictine. It'll be Keegan Trammell. Trammell, the right foot, soccer-style kick. It'll be held by Kettle. Hands are going to be outstretched. It is down. It is up. And into the wind. It is good. We're taking a timeout. 11:42 to go. Opening quarter, Atchison in Kansas. Benedictine 7. Hastings coming up.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas. While we were gone, the Ravens have quickly come out, kick the football. The wind catches it, knocks it down. It hits at the 20-yard line. And then in front of the return man, scoots by him toward the goal line. It skips, it bounces, and hops. And finally, is that Adam?
Yep, Adam Wilbers out of Helias High School recovers the ball. Oh, there's a penalty marker. They're going to say the Ravens were offside. That's a tough break because they're going to get the ball at the 1-yard line.
That was a tremendous kick coverage by Benedictine. But it is all going to come back. Let's talk about the weather. We talked about it, 52 degrees. It is windy. The Ravens moving into the wind here in the opening quarter. Benedictine in their black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, red and white lettering and trim for Hastings. It is a traveling white jerseys, white helmets, gray pants with red lettering and trim.
Did that kickoff remind you of Olathe?
Yeah, where it goes straight up and is knocked straight down. And again, the ball landed right about the 25-yard line. So the Broncos' return men are going to scoot forward. They're now up at their own 15. And Benedictine is going to try kicking this thing away one more time. It's going to be Cullen Bruner, I think, for BC, kicking it away. Austin White, Lane Heikkinen for the return. And this one is high. And an up man calls for a fair catch and it bounces off of him. And Benedictine, did they corral it in play? The defender runs up. Raven football.
It's the kicker. Cullen Bruner runs down the field, and he recovers the ball for the Ravens. So, hey, you got lots of kickers. They're showing you what all they can do. Great job right there by Cullen Bruner, not only getting the kickoff, but then recovering the ball. The Ravens are going to put their offense back out on the field. It'll be first and 10 at the Bronco 43-yard line.
Hey, but you got to understand, that kickoff, as high and pretty as it was, it went 22 yards. It did not go very far. The wind here is tough. First and 10, the Raven offense remains on the field at the Bronco 43-yard line. QB's going to keep it himself, go straight ahead, and that is going to be Brett Shepherdson for about 2 yards.
Yeah, Brett Shepherdson running in the Wildcat right there. Takes the snap, just pushes forward, gets a couple yards on the play, and the Ravens, how about this, 9 plays already here in the first quarter, and if you're Hastings, you're saying, is this make it, take it? Because we haven't seen the football yet in the first quarter.
Second down 9, Benedictine at the Hastings 42-yard line. 11 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. BC leading it already 7-0. Straight back to throw is going to be Kettle. Flares it to his running back out of the backfield. Rayshon turns it up. He's going to be hit. Stopped at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Gus, Hastings and Benedictine do not have a great long storied history of having played football. I could tell you that in my memory, between these two teams, I can recall 3 games. These two teams played home and home in 80 and 81. I remember those games, the home team winning in both times. And then in 92, I remember the first round playoff game in that fabulous 1992 season being played here in Atchison and Benedictine winning it 17-15. Quarterback has got to be back throw. Got time. Throwing deep. Got Trape. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Benedictine. Trey Adger.
44-yard touchdown reception right there for Trey Adger. And that was pretty easy as Kettle gave a little bit of a pump. The cornerback froze and it was off to the races for Trey Adger. What a nice job by the Raven offense. Quickly as that.
The difference is the time Kettle had. That play, he had the time he needed to let Adger get downfield, to get a little separation, and then to make that great catch and run. Coming up for another PAT, Trammell sends this one on its way, and it is in there. Timeout of the field. 10-12 to go, opening quarter. Ravens off fast. Benedictine 14, and Hastings nothing.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Thank you.
famous quote, it's deja vu all over again, because the Benedictine Ravens kicked the ball away. It is high. It is caught by the wind. It is short. The same man calls for the fair catch. The same player for Hastings mishandles it. And again, Benedictine College picks up the loose football. First and 10, Ravens at the 26.
When was the last time you saw a kicker come to the sideline and get this much love from his teammates, right?
I tell you what, it's all good when it's going good. First and 10, Ravens at the 26-yard line. Tight end sets up right side. Hand off Rayshon. Dances left to the 25 and down to the 20. Down to the 19-yard line, an 8-yard run.
Nice little run right there by Rayshon Mills coming up to make the stop for Hastings. That was Lathan Shaw, a 5'9", 290 freshman out of Houston, Texas. Only two tackles back in the ball. You talk about this defense for Hastings. A lot of guys are playing today that didn't record a lot of stats in the fall.
Ravens on a second down. They're going to mark him back at the 20. They'll say he's knee down at the 20-yard line, second down for Benedictine. Raven offense has been out on the field the entire game. The pass over the middle is nearly pulled down by one hand by a wide-open Court Madison, but Kettle's pass just a little too tall, and that isn't easy. Madison is 6'4".
Yeah, Court comes from a program that likes to throw the ball around a little bit under head coach Buehler over there at Washburn Rule. Now Madison's going to check out of the ballgame. You're going to see Reed Levi check back in. Reed, the 6'4", 223-pound sophomore receiver out of Rockhurst. They're going to line him up as the inside receiver on the trips to the left.
Ravens with big, athletic, tight ends. Both of them 6'4", a sophomore and a freshman. QB's back, looks right, throws right, hits the man. It's going to be Trey at the 15. What a move at the 10. Trey to the 5. First and goal, Ravens. Trey Adger out of bounds at the 4-yard line.
Great job right there by Trey as he made the reception. He just hit the brakes. The defender flew by him, cuts back into the field of play and able to get that thing down inside the 5-yard line where the Ravens will have a first and 10. Brett Shepherdson back in on offense right here.
I am really excited to see Brett Shepherdson carry the ball into the end zone today. And he will, just so that you know. 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine, 14-0. Hastings has not had a snap of the football. Motion left. QB will keep it. Now a little shovel pass. It's on the ground. And did Shepherdson save it?
Incomplete.
They're going to call it an incomplete pass.
Yeah, so they were trying to do what we see the Chiefs do with Travis Kelce a lot, that middle screen to the tight end. But they were trying to shovel it forward to Brett Shepherdson. A lot of traffic right there. Yeah, I think Kettle's got to take maybe another step back and try to create a little separation right there. Checking out of the ballgame is Wiegand, and back in will come Court Madsen.
Ravens are also, again, going to rotate the receivers in. Edge's going to go wide to the left side. Austin Buteau will be the slot to the left. Ends in tight, wing left. Single man to the backfield. QB. You know, it's going to be taken by a short man, and no gain on the play. Again, the Ravens trying a little trickery, I think, right there. I'm not sure just what that was.
And trying to get a little cute right there. Now they're looking at a third and goal, and this thing's going to be backed up. It's called the 5-yard line, so it'll be third and goal for Benedictine. And this is not a position they've been in a lot today. They've got 5 first downs already on the afternoon, and they are 1-of-1 on third down.
Shepherdson will come out of the ball game, and Reed Levi will come in. The Ravens will have 2 tight ends. They're going to have Rayshon Mills in the backfield. Quarterback is going to be Garrett Kettle. And see what the Ravens are going to come up with here. This is a very tight formation for this offense, for what we've seen from it today. Third and goal at the 5. Kettle back to throw. Looks right, nothing. Looks left, nothing. Now running for his life. Running to the right side. Bumped out of bounds. Back of the line of scrimmage. There will be no game. Fourth down, and here comes the kicking unit.
Probably had 3 options in the back of the end zone right there. And again, I think he kind of got outside the pocket, couldn't see some of those guys along the back end of the end zone, and tucks it under, gets no yards, and actually might have lost a yard. They're going to call it 4th and goal from the 6. So for the Ravens, this will be the first time we see a field goal opportunity.
Take a trampoline for that. The thing is, because your right-handed quarterback is going to, by nature, roll right. That's his natural side. The receivers were to the wide side, which was the left side of the field. That's where the green was at over there. Here we go with a 23-yard field goal effort. A little movement by the kicker, and it is on its way. It is good, and Joseph, a timeout with 7:42 to go. Not quite halfway through the opening quarter. Benedictine 17, Hastings nothing.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
As the Raven kick is away for the first time this afternoon, it is caught by a Hastings return man, and he's pushed out of bounds on the far side. Penalty marker sale. I guess he may have been tackled a little too far out.
Yeah, just a little bit. They were working their way out of bounds, and then the ball handler fell to the ground. So they're going to get pretty good field position, maybe even near midfield by the time it's all said and done.
So there you go. A tremendous crowd is on hand here today for Benedictine College football. Lots of things going on around this very, very busy campus athletically today. Both lacrosse teams are playing, baseball's playing, softball's playing, now football's playing.
Abbott's table tonight, I'm telling you.
First and 10, here's Hastings. Hand off to the running back. He'll try the right side. He should have just given up before he started. No gain on that carry for Tyree Nesmith, a 6-foot senior running back. James Mullen, he had such a great season. I'll tell you what, as the season went on, James was better and better every week.
Yeah, you talk about James Mullen, and he's a player who just kept improving, and by the end of the season, we were just kind of blown away. He was always in the backfield making tackles, 10.5 TFLs this season, 5.5 sacks this season, so he was very active on that defensive front.
Quarterback John Zamora, a little slant pattern to the inside, and it's incomplete. He was looking for Quentin Sinek, but Josh Morris was right there. Quentin Sinek is 6'1". Josh is not a big guy out there, so he had a little height advantage, but the small quarterback could not hit the pass. And nice defense for BC.
Yeah, you talk about Josh Morris, a little undersized at 5'8", but he's so fast and has good instincts for where the ball is going to be. Puts himself in great position. He was able to knock that thing away, and as quickly as that, it is third down now for Hastings. Call it third and 10.
Still at their own 46-yard line. The third play of the day, Zamora is back to throw. The heat is on. He dumps it off. It's caught, hit, lost a yard with the catch. Sinek, what a hit by Brett Shepherdson, the Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Year.
Yeah. He was also the Defensive Player of the Year. Not too many times do we see a defensive player become the Player of the Year as well, but great job right there by Brett Shepherdson. He got through and was able to sniff out the screen and blew up the back. No gain on the play. It'll bring up a 4th and 10, and now the Ravens sent Buteau back deep to return this punt.
The Hastings offensive players will not even need a shower today unless things change, because they have had 3 snaps of the football today. Jason Bockley standing at his own 30. With this wind behind him, this ball should go like a rocket. It doesn't. It's off the side of his foot. It is high, wobbly, short. Takes a Hastings bounce down to the 20, and that's where it's going to be down. He got all he could possibly have gotten out of that. Gus, that is a 34-yard punt with a very stiff breeze behind him.
So the Ravens are going to start out with their worst field position in the afternoon.
Yes, by quite a bit, actually. Going to have you along with us this afternoon. 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine leading at 17-0. Ravens are going to be in the backfield now with their freshman running back out of Tonganoxie, Drake Prey. 2 to the left and 1 to the right. Quarterback remains Kettle. Back to throw. Looking right. Throwing deep. Downfield. Has his man, and it is broken up at the 50-yard line. Nicely defended. Gus, Chris Pites is the cornerback over there with the coverage. Looking for Austin Buteau. That was a really good play. The quarterback threw it very well. I thought the route was good. The defensive player just made a really strong play.
Yeah, it was just a real nice job by Pites using his size of 6'1", 180, was able to just get a hand in there and break it up at the last minute. He'll bring up 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense.
This is the 2nd and longest I think they've had. Hand off straight ahead, Rayshon for about 2. Up to around the 22-yard line. It'll bring up a 3rd down long for Benedict and Rayshon Mills.
Titus Clay made the stop right there for Hastings. Titus, the leading tackler on this team, he was 2nd team all G-Pack for Hastings last season with 69 tackles. So gets into the 70s right there.
3rd down long for Benedictine. Ravens are going to go 3 to the right side. It is the wide side of the field, single man to the left. Junior quarterback Garrett Kittle, 6'4" tall, waits for the snap, back to throw. Steps up. Lots of time. Now he's just going to run. Now he steps up and throws it late. It's going to be caught. Buteau. He's going to pick up a 1st down. Caleb was flushed finally out of the pocket, started to run, stopped just before the line of scrimmage when he saw Buteau open up, got the ball to him for a 1st down.
Do you feel like the more we see Patrick Mahomes do that, the more we see other quarterbacks attempt that play?
Of course. It's all about imitation. Here's a pass over to the left side. It's going to be jarred out of the hands of Reed Levi and incomplete at the 40.
That time, Levi trying to make the reception was jarred by Carlo Terrell, a 6'3" cornerback out of Ruskin.
Gus, I don't know how this defense cannot be exhausted. I'm exhausted just watching how fast these plays are coming. And the defense has no opportunity whatsoever. This little 42 defense that they're running is looking to fill up the gaps on a 2nd down 10. Play action, lob pass over the middle, caught, ISO tight end, 1st down across the 50, hauled in by the freshman, Court Mathison.
Yeah, great job by Court, just running a tight route right there. Finally, the strong safety, Caden Markham, decides, I'm not going to be able to really tackle him, but I can take his legs out from under him. The Ravens already back into Hastings territory. It's 1st and 10 at the 48.
That play, there was nothing but timing. The quarterback never looked. He just threw the ball where he knew his receiver would be. Here's a handoff running to the left side. Rayshon, 45. Rayshon to the 40. Puts his head down. You can hear the reaction of the crowd as he pushes forward for another 1st down. Running over strong safety, Caden Markham.
Yeah, Markham was a little bit of a speed bump right there. And quickly, the Ravens back up over the football.
1st and 10 to the 37. They're not getting even down boxes set. The quarterback back to throw. Goes right, incomplete, hit as he releases the football.
I just think Trey didn't realize that ball was going to be coming his way that quickly. Incomplete pass. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10. It's about that time. So it brings up 2nd and 10 for the Raven offense. They're going to make a couple substitutions. Off to the right side, you're going to have Austin Buteau. On the left, you're going to see Trey Adger. And in the slot, it's going to be Damon Wigan.
2nd down 10. Motion right. QB back. Goes against the grain. It's picked off. Tremendous defensive play. And that was read absolutely perfectly by Tyler Palowski.
Yeah, Palowski doing a great job stepping in front of that for his 1st interception of the season. Right there, the Ravens were looking to do a backside screen to Brett Shepherdson. And Palowski was able to just get in there, make the interception. It'll be 1st and 10 for Hastings at their own 40.
So the Broncos will have their 2nd touch of the football this afternoon. 1st and 10 of their own 40, trailing Benedictine 17-0 with 4:10 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. QB is back, sets up, throws over the middle. It's going to be caught 45-yard line. 5-yard pickup on a quick catch coming out of the backfield. Gavin Spangler for BC with the stop on the play.
Gavin, a guy who played a lot of special teams back in the fall, only recorded 1 tackle for Benedictine, but right now seeing some extra snaps in at this linebacker spot.
So Hastings coming into the ballgame today with a 2-7 record in the 2020-2021 football year?
I'm calling it 2020B.
Okay, here's a handoff, bouncing right, off of a couple of defenders, but not off a third. Is finally, for the Ravens, Josh Morris comes in and submarines Tyree Nesmith. There will be maybe the gain of a yard, 3rd down 4. The Raven defense, and offense for that matter as well, guys, a little bit more of a celebratory group. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, they're just really amped at the moment.
3 minutes to go in the 1st quarter. Ravens lead 17-0. Big running back in the backfield beside Zamora, who is not real big, so he makes some of them look a little bit taller. Third down, 4. Takes a step straight back over the middle. ISO incomplete. He was looking across the center for his receiver there, Brandon Chagrow, the freshman, but Josh Morris was there for BC. Josh, another all-conference performer last year. It will bring up a fourth down, and Hastings, for the second time today, will be forced to punt the football away.
That's kind of interesting. So after the ball was incomplete, you saw Coach Osborne run from the 50 down here to the 25, grabs Austin Buteau, has a couple words with him, and then Buteau out to return the punt.
It'll be interesting to see what's going on there. Buckley will be in to kick. The snap a little bit low, but he's able to pick
he's
it up.
He's down, isn't
kick.
He?
Did he touch down? Did he put his knee on the ground when
I
he went down?
I thought
after
he went to a knee when he picked up the football. Yeah.
See?
He went down to pick up a ball that was scooting towards him, and it looked to me like his knee was down, but the officials didn't blow it down. The official threw a flag instead of his, you know, little beanbag over there, and so the Ravens, again, going to start deep in Hastings territory with 17 points already here in the first quarter.
Running out of time here in the opening quarter, 2:45 to go. Benedictine looking for its fourth score here in the opening period. All the way, sideline to sideline, Raven receivers. BC quarterback Garrett Kettle looks over to the sideline. Now wraparound handoff, Rayshon gets caught from behind. He slowed down to try to allow a little blocking to develop in front of him, and in doing so, allowed himself to be caught from behind by Tyler Palowski, and it'll bring up a second down 10 for Benedictine. Ravens inside the 35-yard line. BC moving into the wind here in this first quarter. And it is breezy. You've got him at 17 miles an hour. It's got to be gusting to near 25 at times. Second down long, Ravens. QB again back. Kettle running, now throwing late, throws it away.
Good job right there by Kettle. He got outside the pocket, realized he probably couldn't get back to the line of scrimmage. Just throw the ball away, right? Don't take a hit. Don't try to force the ball into something. Just throw the ball away. Brings up now a 3rd and 11 for the Raven offense.
And for Benedictine, an interesting play call here as they're taking some time, bringing Adger to the right, now Buteau to the left. Trips left. Still with Rayshon in the backfield, but now he's on the quarterback's right side. That's the side Kettle likes to roll to when he moves out of the pocket. QB's back, gets it over to Rayshon in the flat. There's no blocking in front of him, and he'll pick up a yard or so. So it'll bring up a 4th down and long for Benedictine, but into the wind gust since 4th down and way too long for
a
field goal.
Yeah, so a little swing pass right there, checking down on a 2-yard gain. You're going to bring up a 4th and 9. So, again, a 4th and long, you're out of field goal range right here. Going to leave the offense out on the field. And, again, expect maybe the tight end over the middle. That has been one of their better plays today.
Buteau left, Withrow, the old defensive player in the left slot. Trey to the right side. 4th down, 9. Benedictine at the Bronco 33-yard line.
Look, Hastings is bailing out. They're expecting a deep pass here.
Back to throw again. Pass is going to be short and caught and immediately tackled is Trey Adger and Titus Clay. He is the best defensive player on this Hastings team.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit earlier. He is the leading tackler for this team. And great job, sniffed out the play, because what happened was the cornerbacks dropped, the safeties dropped, and Titus, being a linebacker, read the play quickly, was able to get up there and make the stop before any kind of a gain. It'll be a turnover on downs. Hastings will put their offense back out on the football field.
They have not had a lot of success offensively this afternoon. We're down to the last minute, 15 to go, opening quarter. QB will take a little wraparound handoff. It is page 1 of the playbook, and it will go forward for a couple of yards, 2nd and 8.
So there's, a softball game, baseball game?
Yep.
Men's and women's lacrosse?
Correct.
So you've got 8 teams there. So there are 10 teams on campus?
Yes.
If Hastings doesn't pick it up, they will score the fewest points on campus today.
Yes. That is mathematically accurate. I agree with you 100%. And the Raven defense would like to see it stay that way. 17-0 Benedictine right now. 2nd down, 6. Little screen pass is going to be caught. No, they'll say it touches the ground as reaching back. The receiver tries to pick it up, but it is at the top of the grass, and Brett Simonson, the sophomore out of Sutton, Nebraska, couldn't pull it in.
And that time the quarterback, Zamora, threw off of his back foot as he was trying to backpedal and get away from Brett Shepherdson. Shepherdson coming untouched off the right side. And Zamora just wasn't able to lean into that throw and get enough behind it.
Third down, 6. At their own 33-yard line, Hastings, half a minute or so to go here in the first quarter. They trail Benedictine 17-0. QB back to throw again. Feels heat, throws a pass, and it hits his receiver in the back of the helmet, and is incomplete.
Yeah, it's going to hit your left guard, Tanner Cornell.
So that will bring up a fourth down, and how many possessions now? How many first quarter possessions? Will this be the sixth, right, for Benedictine? They scored on 3 and did not score on 2, so this will be the sixth possession.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. You're going to get 6
Isn't
possessions.
Isn't that a lot of possessions in a quarter?
It's a lot of.
We've seen games when teams don't get 6 possessions.
Well, I mean, look, you've already run 17 plays for 114 yards today.
Snap back is terrible. It's off the ground, but he gets it away and then gets hit. No marker. Oh, there comes late. The founding punt will go out of bounds across the way, and Jason Buckley had to get that off a skip, and then as he gets rid of it, the Ravens were very intent on blocking that and ended up blocking Buckley into the ground.
Yeah,
and
I'll be shocked if this isn't of the 15-yard variety because, I mean, they lit him up when it was all said.
Okay,
done.
5 yards is not enough for the first down.
5 yards is enough to put my offense back on the field. Though,
really?
At this point.
For a fourth and one?
Yeah, why not?
There you go. It's hard to hear over the wind outside, but it was the longer penalty.
No.
It is going to give good field position to Hastings.
No.
What?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they called. It was something against Benedictine. It was declined. I'm thinking they called the 5-yard variety, and Hastings said, yeah, we were happy with the kick, and they're going to give Benedictine the ball here at the 29-yard line.
Well, isn't that an interesting turn of events? First and 10, Ravens. Sixth possession of the opening quarter. BC at the 29-yard line. Straight-ahead run at the 30, bouncing across 35, dashing back to his right. Rayshon to the 37, a nice 9-yard carry. That's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the field. We're in Atchison, Kansas. It is April football on a historic Saturday. After 1, Ravens 17, Hastings nothing.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Have you along with us here in Atchison, Kansas on April Saturday afternoon. Joseph, our producer-engineer in the studio, Gus Counts here, Tom Counts. We go to the second quarter with Benedictine leading at 17-0, and they've got the football. It is a second and short. Ravens at their own 38-yard line. Quarterback Garrett Kettle is back to throw with time. Cross the field, wide open, caught 45-50 down the right side. Damon Wiegand to the 45-yard line, and Gus, I don't know how you get that wide open.
Yeah, he was able to just kind of slip over here into the right flat, and Kettle did a good job of waiting to the last second to throw that ball and allowing the defense to get close, tossed it over the top of him, and he was able to find Wiegand for a huge gain. Ravens are going to have a first and 10 back in Bronco territory.
They've got they're at the 44-yard line. Kettle will hand off, and Weigand is your running back, straight ahead, running inside the 40, picking up 5 yards, following Will Crinzer and Zion Mathis, the Raven front line, Titus Clay for Hastings with another stop. Gus, I got a question to ask you. You're going to love this question because I don't think there's a wrong answer, because I don't know if anybody even knows what the answer is. Why did Hastings consent to today's game? What is in it? You've got to have something in it for everybody. What was in it for Hastings to come to Atchison?
I've got an idea, and we'll talk about it right after this play.
Second down, and half a dozen, Benedictine. Kettle is back, throws a little misdirection. Buteau will take it at the line of scrimmage, tackled immediately. No gain, third down, Ravens, is Mason Catterson. How about this? He's a freshman transfer out of Kansas Wesleyan, going to Hastings, Nebraska from Salina.
Yeah, you know, if you're talking about Hastings and first-year head coach, I'd say first-season head coach Matt Franzen, he was a longtime head coach at Doan, took 2 years off to be the athletic director at Doan, then comes to Hastings and is the head coach. So why not play another team versus just playing your team for a spring game as a scrimmage? So, yeah, if I'm them, you kind of get a feel, you get some of these freshmen, because I'm looking up and down this roster. They've got a lot of guys that didn't play much in the fall.
Kettle with the pass over to the left side. It's going to be batted in the air by the defensive end, but lands incomplete. So Ravens looking at a fourth down. They leave their offense out there. Fourth down with the wind behind them at the Hastings 40-yard line. Fourth down, 5. Back to throw. Goes left. The pass is way short. A wide open receiver who had plenty of room to pick up a first down, but Garrett just short threw it.
Yeah, and that time Joe Withrow had no shot to come up and make that reception. And Withrow is a guy we talked about a handful of times already today, and we'll continue to talk about it. Moving over from the defensive side in the fall to wide receiver this spring, and you got to get the ball at least a little closer to him to give him an opportunity there.
Just underway, 13-13 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine now back on defense, and 5'8 quarterback John Zamora runs the Hastings Bronco offense up under center. That's kind of a lost art, isn't it? His pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 50, and the price is paid for that reception by Ryan Farley. Farley makes the catch, and Benedictine right there with an immediate tackle, but it's enough for a first and 10 to the midfield mark.
That time Zach Gill coming over and making the stop for the Ravens.
That's best play of the day for Hastings so far.
I would say for Hastings, a great job of being able to pick up a first down here today. That's their first one on the afternoon. Benedictine has 7 already.
Ravens shuffling a lot of players in and out defensively. First and 10, just at midfield. Handoff now will go to the running back. He'll sweep right 50 and hit and push back at the 47. It looked like there was going to be some running room, but it closed up and hurried Zach Gill again, coming out of the defensive backfield to make the hit. Second down, 7.
James Mullen did a great job of pushing that play out a little further than I think they really designed it to go to. And coming around the corner with Zach Gill able to cut the running back down. They'll bring up a second down and 7 now for Hastings.
I like the Hastings tight end numbers. Like a tight end number wearing in the 40s. That's kind of a favorite of mine, second down, 7. Quarterback plays action. Now he's going to be hit in the backfield, and Shepherdson is back there leading about 3 more black jersey defenders. And Joe Burke, the second guy, the freshman from Albuquerque. Isn't he out of St. Pius' 10th? I think he's out of St. Pius High School in Albuquerque. A loss on the play. Back to the 50. It's 3rd and 11.
So a 3rd and 11 call now for Hastings. And again, you've struggled to run the football, so I think you just continue going to the air right here.
No reason much not to, is there? You're going into the wind, though. Zamora, quarterback, to snap about helmet high. It's going to be a QB draw. Shepherdson is back in the backfield, wraps him up for a sack.
Another big hit in the backfield by Brett Shepherdson, and Benedictine's defense will now hold, and it'll be first down 4. Or excuse me, the punt team will come in. It'll be 4th and 12. As Buteau will settle in, I'm surprised he's even going back that far. They've got him somewhere around the 15. I would have him more of like the 25 or 30. I don't expect much out of this bunt.
Bockley standing at his own 35-yard line to punt it away. Now, he's moving forward. Buteau is now up to around the 22. This kick is not going to get that far. It'll bounce at the 27, and he's going to get away from it. Maybe very close to the ball, and it takes a huge, huge bounce for Hastings all the way down to the 11-yard line.
At some point, maybe you need to make it fun for your offense. Let the ball bound deep and get a long possession out of it.
Okay. You hit a key topic right there, fun. I think the Raven team is having fun today. I believe, as I'm watching them, the Benedictine fans, who are, again, here in tremendous numbers. Great to see the support this Raven team always has. I think they're having some fun with this today. But this game is, you know, while it's got to be fun, today's game is about much more than just coming out and having a good time. There's a lot behind this. And here's a misdirection handoff. Left side to the 10, 15, first down at the 20-yard line. Quick straight-ahead run by the freshman, Drake Bray. They'll advance the chains. First and 10, Benedictine at the 21. 17-0 Ravens. 10.5 to go in the opening half. Now Reed Levi comes running in. Shepherdson will check out. Is Shepherdson in on just about every
down?
Yeah,
he's got to be. He's awesome.
He's the Ravens' latest Dan Dayton. Rolling to the right side, Kettle looking downfield. Now he's going to tuck the ball and be bumped out of bounds across the 25-yard line. Smartly steps out of play into the Ravens' sideline at the 26, a 5-yard gain, second down, 5 BC.
Coming over to make the stop right there for Hastings, Tyler Pawlowski. Pawlowski already has that interception earlier on in the ballgame for Hastings. That'll bring up a second down for Benedict, and you're going to see Damon Weigand back into the action. On the left side will be Buteau, and in the slot, Reed Levi.
Ravens are going to take out a tight end to bring in an additional wide receiver on the second down 5 call. QB's going to throw it to his running back out of the backfield. There's no blocking over there, and there's absolutely nowhere for Weigand to go. He did a great job catching the ball, knowing he was going to be hit by an absolutely undefended outside linebacker over there. Let's make that a cornerback, Chris Pites. Nobody picked him up. He did a great job of analyzing and anticipating the play.
So the Ravens are going to make some substitutions. Rayshon Mills back in there. Rayshon running the ball pretty well today. 3 carries, 17 yards, so averaging just over 5 a touch right now.
Third down for Benedictine. Half a dozen to go. 9:20 to go in the opening half. Again, 5 in the pattern, no one in the backfield with Garrett Kettle. He'll throw it left and throw it over the head of his receiver who had 3 defenders around him looking for Rayshon out of the backfield. Ravens are going to be forced to punt it away. And now they'll have Shepherdson in also on punt coverage.
Yeah, that play right there for quarterback Garrett Kettle just kind of blew up, right? He just had the defense came through a little too quickly, wasn't able to find an open receiver, and just lofted it a little too far for anybody to get to. So Benedict is set to punt the football away with such good start to the offensive day. Now they've kind of sputtered out a little bit.
Matt Heinrich is your punter. He'll get this one away. Oh, my goodness. Fair catch is going to be called for and made, even though there's no defender close. That thing just hung so high and went so deep that there was really no choice. But wait a minute. A marker back at the point of the kick. Did somebody run into Matt?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're running into the kicker. They're going to decline it, and it will be first down for Hastings because
it's the same thing that happened a minute ago.
Yeah, if not, it was going to be 4th and 1 for the Raven offense, and instead, you're going to take a real nice punt.
Outstanding job of kicking that football away. Hastings return man, Lane Hyken, the sophomore out of Lawrence, Nebraska, he just said, you know what, there's got to be enough guys down here by now to cover this kick. I'm just going to make a fair catch. And Hastings hasn't done a great job of making the fair catch today, so he needed to break that, and he did a nice work. Here comes quarterback John Zamora. We're at 8:57 to go in the first half. Ravens leading at 17-0 after a flurry at the start of the game. The game has kind of sagged a little bit now. Passed over to the left side. It's going to be incomplete. Looking for Hyken. It'll go incomplete out of his reach.
And that time, John Zamora took the snap and had to roll out to the left side because coming untouched off the left was James Mullen and Brett Shepherdson. So lots of pressure been on quarterback John Zamora today.
Tell you what, Hastings does a nice job of recruiting from the Nebraska region.
They're a lot like Peru State, right? I mean, they're able to stay close to home.
Second down, 10. Snap at the ankles, picked up by the quarterback, and he throws it to the right side. It will go incomplete, and Trey Adger, or Joe Mewis, rather, for Benedictine with the coverage over there. Looking on the far side for Brandon Chargot out of Boulder, Colorado. Second down and 10, still throwing 25-yard line, 17-0. So, again, that early momentum, that early energy, if you will, has kind of waned now, and we're settling into the back and forth of this game. Sophomore quarterback, little wraparound handoff and a straight ahead run, big bear hug put on for Benedictine by Evan Aguiar, and the El Paso native will make the tackle after a short gain, and it's another fourth down for this time Hastings.
Yeah, so now it just seems like kind of keep punting the football back and forth and trying to win the position, the field position battle, as Austin Buteau is going to be back to return for the Ravens. He keeps walking up closer. He's going to settle in somewhere around midfield by the time he gets set.
So this wind is helping Benedictine win that. You talk about field position battle. Snap is back, belt high, the kick is away. This time it's going to be low and a much better kick that goes over the return man's head. 40, 35, 30. He'll pick it up and go to the yard line. There's an illegal block at the 25, 30. Penalty markers all over the 40. Going to be a heck of a nice return that is low for nothing as there was a huge, terrible block that field. And now, second marker,
that was
40 yards downfield.
Very late, this one.
Let's see what this is all about. 7:56 to go. We're in still the second quarter here this afternoon.
So the officials have 4 flags out on the field. I believe we only have maybe 2 separate penalties. And both of them probably blocking penalties against the Ravens.
Well, the Benedictine offense is coming out, but they're going to be way back. This is where they're settling in. We'll see if we can get this figured out here. Well, the speaker system is just horrific here today, but offsetting penalties with each team making an illegal blindside block. I didn't know that was a blindside block. I would have called that a block in the back, but I don't know. Maybe there's some kind of a difference in all of that.
You know what it was? It was a play that really didn't need to be made.
Yeah.
Buteau had run by that defender before the block was made. So, for Hastings, they've got to be a little upset about this because they had a block of their own that's going to force them to repunt this. And special teams has been a little bit of an issue for Hastings this afternoon.
Long snapper is going to be Wren Allen for Hastings, W-R-E-N, Wren. And Jason Bockley will field it at the 10. That kick is nowhere near as good. Bounces at the 50 and just about dies there. Now it's going to roll down to the 45-yard line out of bounds. So Benedictine picks up 25 yards on that penalty. So, I mean, that is one way of looking at it, right? That's a 25-yard penalty.
Yeah.
First and 10, Ravens. 7:45 to go in the half. 17-0 Benedictine in front.
So the Ravens going to send a couple wide receivers to the right side. Harry O'Neill is going to be the widest. You're going to have Buteau and Reed Levi.
There you go. QB back. Here it goes. Pump once. Pull back down. Kettle going over the middle. Going deep. A leaping effort by Adger. And he cannot haul it in at the 35-yard line. Trey Adger goes up. It was a 20-yard pass, but he was not able to get a handle on the thing. It's going to be a second down, 10 for Benedictine. Yeah, the Ravens came out of the locker room, and they were charged up, pumped up, and you can understand that. I mean, it's the first game that this team has been able to play in months and months, and a nice crowd and a lot of energy, but that has now run its course, and they kind of walk on the field now. Here's a straight-ahead run. Oh, Rayshon puts his head down, runs into 3 defenders, never loses his feet, but His forward progress is going to be stopped after a gain of 4. Second down, or the third down, 6 for BC after that 4-yard run by Ravens senior running back Rayshon Mills, first team all-conference guy last year. And again, you got to remember Rayshon, a running back last year. Year before that, a fullback. And those are two very, very different places to play.
Yeah, running back's way easier, right? You get to be a little, maybe not.
Well, there are guys who would say that. And then there are guys probably who would, penalty markers before the snap. The game has gotten a little sloppier too, hadn't it?
Yeah, and now we're going to see a false start against Benedictine. So instead of looking at 3rd and 6, now you're backed up to looking at 3rd and 11. But you talk about for Rayshon and how he progressed in the fall. You got to remember, when he came into the start of fall camp, he was the number 2 back right behind Damon Wigan. Then they split a lot of time early on, and he just was struggling to kind of find his hold. And then all of a sudden, once he got a little more time, he was able to take off and get
his little crossing pattern and in the middle, take it at the 50, up the right sideline, then to the 40 and down to the 39-yard line. That was a nice catch and run. But I'll tell you what, the most impressive thing was how much daylight Trey Adger found in the middle.
Yeah, just running straight across the field on almost a little drag pattern, and they were able to hit him over the middle, cleared out on the backside, and a nice reception for Trey Adger. 6:28 left here in the first half. 17-0, Ravens.
Not sure, but the sun may be trying to peek out a little bit here as Kettle back to throw on a first down, and he's going deep, and he's got Trey, and he drops it at the 5. He was undefended. There was no one with him, and it is incomplete. Wow. Trey Adger does not drop many passes, and he is very frustrated with himself out there. It'll bring up for the Ravens a 2nd and 10. We're here with only 6:14 to play in the first half, and it is still a 17-0 Benedictine lead because Ravens had those first 17 points in about the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yep.
2nd down, 10, BC.
The last points came off that 23-yard field goal by Teagan Trammell.
A little quarterback draw coming off the fake of the jet sweep, and it is good for 2 yards. No more than that. Brings up now a 3rd and long for Benedictine. So for the Ravens, Garrett Kettle unable to pick up any yardage. And that play, as we've seen in practice, that you go with the jet sweep, you fake the jet sweep, and then hope the defense bites and then chases that runner to the sideline and leaves the middle open for the quarterback, but they stayed at home and did a good job. 3rd down, 8, BC. Ravens with a wind at their back at the 38-yard line. They're going to go with a straight quarterback draw, 30-25. Kettle to the 20-yard line. Nice 17-yard run, Garrett Kettle.
Yeah, Garrett Kettle sold that draw. He came back. He paused for a second, allowed Rayshon Mills to get downfield. Rayshon, about 10 yards downfield, laid a big block on one of the linebackers right there, created a little space, and a nice first down right there by Garrett Kettle.
1st and 10. Ravens moving the football now at the 22-yard line. Just over 5 minutes to go in the opening half. BC leads 17-0. Single man in the backfield, Rayshon. Quarterback Kettle gets it over into the right flat. As the ball is caught, it is juggled just a little bit and then pulled in, but for very short yardage. Matter of fact, maybe no yardage. 2nd down, they're going to call 2nd and 11. The catch was made over here, Gus, by...
Was that Harry?
Harry, exactly. Yeah. Harry O'Neill.
Harry O'Neill, a 6'4", wide receiver out of Rockhurst High School in Kansas City.
Benedictine has a couple of Hawklets on the team and, frankly, getting some good playing time here this afternoon. 2nd down and long, Ravens. 2nd down, 11. 2 men in motion to the left side. Now a 3rd man will go in motion to the left side. The ball is thrown in the middle. There's nobody there. Penalties all over, and the Ravens just throw that as a incomplete forward pass. Right. But let's see what that marker's about.
I believe we're going to have a false start before this whole thing started.
Ravens did a lot of movement. They had 2 guys go in motion simultaneously and set up on the left side. Then they sent a 3rd man in motion who was ultimately supposed to have been the receiver of that little shovel pass. But it falls to the ground incomplete, but that is a high-risk kind of a play, I always thought. It's
see what happens here. I guess the only upside of that is if they understand that it's a pass, if nobody catches it, it's, you know, it's down right then.
Okay. So, see, you had it. When you talked about so many guys in motion, you ended up having an illegal shift against the Ravens. It's going to bring up now a third and, by the time they get the ball spotted down, third and 11.
Benedict then had it the 24-yard line of Hastings. 4:15 to go in the first half, 17-0 BC out front. Running back Rayshon Mills will shift over to the left side of Garrett Kettle. Kettle fakes the pitch, now carries it himself, goes right to the 20, Kettle to the 15, Kettle bumped out of bounds just short of the 10-yard line and very close to the first down marker. The marker's at the 12, they're going to mark him at the 11, that's enough.
What a job right there for the Ravens. Clayton Mordecai and Court Madison getting downfield, making a couple key blocks and able to spring that run, and it will be a first and 10 for the Ravens. Yeah. The 11-yard line. See, you can still get another first down without getting in the end zone.
Clayton Mordecai is a big guy. Court Madison, 6'4", 220. He's big. Clayton Mordecai, 6'4", 305. Now that is a big man out there. First and 10 at the 11. You love it, first and 10 at the 11. Another quarterback keeper by Garrett. He will get 1 yard and pay for every inch of a chance. Bolin in the middle. He is the number 3 tackler on this Hastings team, and he showed why. Not real tall at 5'11", but 275 out of California, and he's solid.
Yeah, and able to get into the backfield right there untouched. And that will be his 35th tackle of the year coming off that front line. They run, Hastings runs a 43 defense, and they really rely on those backers to make some tackles.
Second down and 9 at the 10. Still, it's Rayshon in the backfield, this time on the right hand of Garrett Kettle. Rayshon gets the handoff, cuts back right. He's at the 5 and down close to the 4-yard line. It'll bring up for Benedict and a third down. And a long 3, they're just inside the 5-yard line.
Tyler Pawlowski makes a stop on the play. He's very slow to get up after being run over by Rayshon Mills. Mills is going to check out of the ball game, and Damon Wigan will come in. And Rayshon coming over here to the track, and training staff going to have a little talk with him real quick.
They'll make sure that he is well. Can you imagine a young 18-year-old guy from the Quad Cities hitchhiking all the way to Hastings, Nebraska? Quarterback is back to throw. Throws one right corner fade. Pattern touchdown, Benedictine. Reed Levi in the right corner. Ravens extend their lead now to 23-0. That was a really well-played pass.
Yeah, the 6-yard pass right there, and they took the tight end, Reed Levi, brought him all the way across the formation and able to find him in the back quarter, the corner of the end zone. Nice job by the big tight end out of Rockers High.
BC looking for the PAT. Tegan Trammell. It'll be held again by Kettle. Long snap, Aguiar. Nicely done. Down and up and through and timeout. 2:10 to go before intermission. Ravens extend their lead. Benedictine 24, Hastings nothing.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Well, as we return, Cullen Bruner boots the ball and the wind behind him, it lands 8 yards deep and caroms out the back of the end zone.
It will be 1st and 10 Hastings. Broncos are going to have the football and find themselves now trailing at 24-0. If you're Hastings, Gus, with just over 2 minutes to go before halftime, you don't even need to score. You just want to get down the field. You want to do a little something good, have a little fun. Yeah, anytime, wherever.
We kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier about the kickers for Benedictine. They have a kickoff specialist in Colin Bruner. They've got a punter in Matt Heinrich. They've got a place kicker in Tegan Trammell. They've got a long snapper in Evan Aguiar. And, well, at least Evan does both long snaps and short snaps.
1st and 10, here's Hastings. The ball at the 30-yard line. QB, Zamora. Loses the ball, goes back, picks it up down to the 20. So that is a quick loss of 10 yards.
So Brett Jefferson's going to end up getting credit for the tackle on that play. And
is that a sack, or is it just a tackle for loss?
Probably just a tackle for loss. I mean, it depends on
who's keeping the book.
I was going to say, who's keeping the book, right? It's like baseball.
We're going to get
is
a timeout.
Is it not?
Ravens are going to take a timeout. They want to have one more shot at this thing. We're going to take a break, Joseph. 2:03 to go in the opening half. Ravens 24, Broncos nothing.
In these uncertain times, there's a lot of questions about taxes and tax returns. Locally owned H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. They have stability. 55 years in the same location, 712 Commercial. They have experienced tax preparers, over 75 years combined. And they care about you and your tax return. Call 913-367-6231 with your questions or concerns regarding recent tax changes. H&R Block is ready to help at 913-367-6231. Drop-off information is encouraged. Please stay safe and healthy. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
As we return, Hastings is going to run a play. They'll hand off into the middle. And for Benedictine, well, it was just a matter of deciding that Brett Jefferson deciding that he didn't want that play to go anywhere because he makes a tackle from behind. No gain. Another quick Raven timeout. It is 3rd down and about 17 or so. We've still got 1:58 to go in the half. And Gus Benedictine, pretty good clock management here. And they would like to get another shot at another score before the break.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it early on in the ballgame that the Ravens scored in their first 3 possessions. They had the 6-yard touchdown pass, the 44-yard touchdown pass, the 23-yard field goal. And then just kind of stalled out after that for the last 10 minutes of the first quarter. And then finally getting back on the board at the 210 mark of the second quarter. So Benedictine, though, they are going to kick the ball away, most likely, to start the second half. So it's like one more shot at this here in the first half.
And we'll see what Hastings is going to try to do. Do you try to run some time off the clock? Do you try to get a 1st down on a 3rd and 17? This is a tough call for first-season coach Franz. Draw
is the correct play call.
Quick kick would be the right play call here, maybe. Get that thing downfield away without a return. Zamora's back to throw. He's in trouble. He's hit inside the 10 and down to the 7-yard line. He was chased from one side by Jordan Malcolm. Behind him was, coming from the other side, was Joe Glazier. There was nowhere to run. Zamora down at, they're going to mark him at the 9.
Yeah, Joe Glazier, a 6'2" junior, another Rockhurst product. So for Benedictine, quite a few Rockhurst guys getting into the stat column today. And the clock will stop at the 1:51 mark as Benedictine utilizes their final timeout of the first half.
But it's a good place to use one right there. Now, you practice in every practice that 2-minute drill. I mean, that is stock and store. That's one of the last things that most teams will do toward the end of practice is run the 2-minute. You got 1:51 here. This is exactly what you've been working on. And when you've got Hastings, who's not been particularly successful with the special teams punting into the wind.
Look, the flagpole's really standing out right now because that wind has really picked up at the moment, and we're going to see Buteau starting to walk out somewhere around the 40. So the Ravens should be set up with a short field right here.
So there he goes. Austin Buteau, he will settle in around the 35, 36-yard line. Hastings punter Jason Bockley is probably 7 to 8 yards deep in the end zone. Snapback is perfect. The kick is away. It is low end over end. It will be taken. Buteau at the 38. Trying the right side. Needs a block. Gets to the 35. Accelerates to the 30. Cuts to the 25 and out of bounds there. Ravens are going to have plenty of time. No timeouts left. But they're 25 yards away from the end zone here. In fact, they're going to up that. Make it 23 yards. That's where they're going to say Buteau is bounced out of bounds. That was an outstanding return.
For Benedictine, John Capron, the first guy out there, you got to love when you're left tackle. Pretty amped to get out there. First team all conference. It's 6'6", 275 out of Southwest Baptist. You're going to have two receivers to the left, a running back to the left, and then you're going to have Court Madsen, your tight end, tucked into the right.
That's Adjur Buteau over there, QB, rolling left, looking, Kettle, looking, going in zone, coming back for the pass, it's caught, touchdown Ravens, in the deep left corner. Give that one to Trey Adjur.
So Trey Adjur drops the wide open pass and then makes the spectacular catch with the defender hanging on him in the near corner of the end zone. A big play for the Raven offense. They didn't need all those timeouts.
And what I like about the play was that Kettle knew what his receiver was going to do. Okay? That's not exactly how you draw it up, as you push that defender off and then kind of came back inside just across the goal line and made that catch. That was very well executed. Raven offense playing well, now leading 30-0. The PAT is Skyborne and good, and we're taking a break. Down to a minute 34 to play. Yes, we're still in the opening half in Atchison now. Benedictine 31, and Hastings nothing.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It's spring and you have a lot going on. Yard work, community, and family events. And that home remodeling project. Hi, this is Jessica at Union State Bank of Atchison. I'd like to remind you that it's never been easier to simplify your spending and saving with the Union State Bank mobile banking app. Use the app to pay bills, transfer money, save up for a goal, or manage your budget, all with a click of the finger. This means the only other question is, which chair on your porch is the most comfortable as you enjoy some extra spring downtime? Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
So the Ravens are going to go out and put a finger on the top of the football. Jordan Malcolm is holding it on the tee. Again, we've talked through the course of the afternoon about how windy it is here in Atchison today. This kickoff is high, end over end, and will bounce about 3 yards into the end zone. They kick back out, but by that point in time, it is declared a touchback. And for Hastings, one final opportunity to have something good happen for them here in the opening half. They trail Benedictine 31-0 now.
Yeah, and for Hastings, they've struggled all afternoon, right? For the stats kind of show us that maybe one first down today, and the offense has just never really been able to get it done. But also chalk that up to this Raven defense is one of the better defenses in the country, too.
Giving a little bit of a look in the backfield at quarterback Zamora. And he may have gotten a new running back in the backfield with him. Let me look and see. Little wraparound handoff that goes straight ahead and just no room in there. That Raven defense is doing a spectacular job. And there is a new running back in the game for Hastings. It is going to be Brett Simonson, a 5'8" sophomore out of Sutton High School in Sutton, Nebraska. Gain of a couple of yards. It is a second down 8. And Kasich's doing the right thing.
Yeah, this
take
is
some
exactly
time.
What you should do. You know Benedictine can't stop the clock now for the rest of the half, so run it down, a couple plays, go to the break.
Second down and 8. They got that play clock at 2, and to get the snap, handoff is going to go straight ahead. He'll ride the wave for a couple, 3 yards. Simonson, he may be one of his team's leading rushers by halftime with this series. And
they've got
one more play before intermission. Speaking of intermission, we're going to be joined here in the booth by Benedictine head men's basketball coach Ryan Moody. We have not had a chance to recap what was a fabulous Raven basketball season. We're going to talk to him. Here comes his third down 5 call. Raven fans are pumped up. I don't know what they want to do. Now there's going to be a sack. They didn't just hand off straight ahead. The quarterback dropped back to hand it off, and a loss of yardage again on a James Mullen tackle, and that will take us to the locker room. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in Atchison, Kansas. At intermission, Benedictine 31, Hastings nothing.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn at Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Hey, welcome back. We got Joseph in the studio, Tom Counts with you here at halftime at Wilcox Stadium, and Benedictine broke out on top. They went fast and furious, got a quick 17-0 lead, and as they go to the locker room, they forged a 31-0 advantage over the visitors out of Hastings, Nebraska. Ryan Moody's joining us up here. It's halftime, and Coach, we're going to take a break here just after this, but we'll talk football. It was a great first half. Those guys looked fairly sharp, huh?
I mean, we looked really sharp. The start of that game was kind of a clown show, though, with the turnovers on the kickoff. I hate to say it, but it was it's fun to see legit football in the spring.
Yeah.
I know that this has been a crazy year, but, man, what a great way to cap off the season, regular season for these guys.
Do you ever think you'd be watching, like, real games that count in April?
No, but I like it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, and look at all the people. You know, I mean, this is a great crowd for this game, and there was people tailgating, and it feels a little more normal than it has for a long time, so this is great.
And while we're on this kind of a topic, the campus has so much going on. My gosh, it's every field has got a team playing today.
I mean, and not just that, but I'll be the old man. Every parking spot is full, too, because this campus is jam-packed. We have lacrosse, both teams playing today. We have baseball and softball playing today. We've got football playing today. I mean, and what activity, and what a great spring day to have it. The sun's coming out a little bit. Rain went away. It's great.
Well, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk with Coach Moody about Benedictine basketball and the season that they enjoyed. We'll return with that. We'll be back here right after this.
Your Raven Halftime is brought to you by Taco John's. Taco John's, ole the day. The Raven Fan Feature is up next here on KAIR 93.7.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
You have a great crowd.
Oh, yeah. Back at Wilcox Stadium, halftime of the Benedictine football game. Ravens leading 31-0. Ryan Moody has joined us for halftime. Coach, what a great season you guys had, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was fun, you know. And I honestly, I think maybe you and I talked about it once or twice during the season, but you know, in August, July, maybe June, we weren't even sure we were going to play. You know, you just didn't know what was going to happen with sports during this pandemic. And we're all very thankful that we got a season in. It ended up being a great season. Our guys are just a great, good group of high character young men, and they competed their tails off. So it was a fun year. It was a different year. Lots of adjustments. You know, we had to be willing to do things that were different, playing empty arenas often with no one in there, and just kind of create our own energy. But it was a good group to go through this with.
What is that like? I mean, you know, from a player and a coach perspective, I guess you were a player and you go to all these games now as a coach. Do you guys hear the crowd? Does it make a difference to have people there? I mean, is there an impact?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I think, you know, the big thing we say about crowds is energy is a good thing, whether it's positive or negative energy. You know, so whether you're going into William Penn and it's full and they're all cheering against you, or you're coming to home and everybody's cheering for you, energy is good. So we clearly would rather play in front of fans and energy. But, you know, with this year, we played in a couple of arenas throughout the year that allowed zero fans. I mean, literally no one. The people working the game were it. And, you know, our guys treated that pretty good. They created their own energy. They were fans for each other and found a way to. We won most of those games in those empty arenas. So, but if you're asking me if we hope that it gets back to normal and we have a packed Nolan gym, yes. The answer's a strong yes.
But doesn't that maybe, you know, cause your team to become as close-knit as it was to begin with, maybe even a little tighter?
This definitely brought us together. I mean, this whole year, like you said, this group's a tight-knit group already, but just the things that, you know, we had to trust each other a lot more this year. I mean, you know, you had to trust that your teammates were not going to go to big college parties during all of this. You know, you had to trust that your teammate was wearing his mask as much as possible outside of competition. You had to trust that your teammate was washing his hands and that, you know, the coaching staff was doing their job. Like, there was so much trust involved this year. And the reality is, Tom, now we're lucky, and I count our blessings, but we didn't get shut down. You know, our team did not have a COVID-related shutdown. We only had one game postponed due to the other team having a COVID shutdown throughout the whole year. So, you know, I'm just very thankful that we were able to get through it. And I think, like you said, a tight-knit group became tighter. Our seniors and our upperclassmen in general, our seniors and juniors are great leaders. They're good people, really high character guys. And, you know, they kind of just drive the ship of that culture that we've created in our program. And, you know, the rest of the guys are all supportive of it. And they're just they're a good group. I mean, if you were going to pick a group to go through a crazy time, or, you know, in a lot of different changes and be ready to make changes on the fly, this was the group because they were mature. They really liked each other, and they just went with it.
Coach, this season, along with the differences that you talk about, you know, with the attendance and so forth, you know, there's a major deal with the seniors getting an option to come back for next year. Now, I'm not looking to peg you down about anything other than the question is, at what point do you have to know, or do you have to report and say, okay, these guys are coming back and these guys are not? And then, of course, the logical follow-up is, what does that do to recruiting?
Yeah, that's a great question. So just for everybody listening, so the NAIA back in November announced that due to the fact that across the country some teams were playing, some teams were not, some teams were going to get a full season, others were not, they granted a free year of eligibility for every winter athlete. So all basketball players were granted another year. So if you're a senior, regardless of whether you got a full season or you didn't get a season or you got a half season, you got an extra year back. So to answer your question, our three seniors, Matt Austin, Jaden Bristol, and Chris Jackson, have all elected to use that free year. They are all returning. They will use it to get an MBA or finish their degree that they're currently getting. And that has been offered to everyone, not just seniors. I mean, that's freshmen. If they want to take advantage of it, they can play an extra year. So every guy in our program has now been granted an extra year, and whether they want to use it is up to them. We initially, Tom, talked about it right away, just to kind of get it in their heads. Where do you guys stand with this? And I'm going to give our three seniors a ton of credit, because this conversation literally went like this. Guys, you have your free year. This is like in December, maybe November. Do you have an idea of what you want to do? And they looked at us and the staff in our office and said, Coach, we don't want to use it as an excuse for this season. We don't really want to think about it right now. We just want to play this out and have as good a year as we can and not be thinking, oh, we have another year. And I thought that was really mature. I thought that was a really good indicator of who these guys were. Now, to your point about recruiting, it got to be January and February, and I kind of had to force the issue. Where are we at? What are we going to do here? Because we need to make some decisions. And so they elected to come back. It affects our recruiting a little bit in the fact that it's not going to affect our numbers, because if we redshirt a guy, the money does not count towards our salary cap or our scholarship pool. So if we redshirt a guy, we're fine. And that's probably what we'll do with most freshmen that we sign. But it does, you know, kind of, I think what it's going to allow us to do is next year we're going to graduate 7 guys. You know, the juniors behind this class all redshirted at some point in their career. They don't want to use the extra year and be in college 6 years. You know, they're ready to get out and start their life, which I totally respect. So in a year, we're going to lose 7, and I mean, we're talking Jaden Bristol, Matt Austin, Chris Jackson, Eric Cruz, Nysir Scott, Saxton Thuston. I mean, we're losing guys that can play and have had a big impact on this program. So we're going to recruit high school players this year that are going to redshirt, get their feet on the ground, both academically and athletically, get in the weight room with Coach Arnold for a year, and hopefully, you know, they're in a position as a second year player to hit the floor running for us after they redshirt that year. So that's kind of the plan. We've got 2 commits right now. We're really excited about kids out of Kansas City. Added a little length, 6'4", 6'5", but I think we'll add a couple more. It'll be a big practice gym, Tom. We'll have a lot of guys in the gym practicing next year.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just kind of throws a couple of real quick follow-ups.
Yeah, do it.
I was unaware. I knew that the seniors got one. Didn't know that the ladder went all the way to the basement. And so with that, you know, that changes the whole landscape of that thing.
It changes the whole landscape of recruiting across the country, Tom.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad. At times I feel bad for this high school class of, like, seniors and juniors especially, because I've got friends that coach Division I football. They're not even looking at high school players right now. I mean, for the next 2 years, they are not going to sign a high school player because, one, their own guys are coming back, and, two, this transfer portal issue with NCAA basketball. There's 2,000 guys transferring right now because they don't have to sit out a year. So high school players are getting the raw end of the deal. I think a school like us, Benedictine College, our program specifically, let's just talk about men's basketball, it's built for high school players. I mean, this is how we've built it. You know, we're good when we're old, 3, 4, 5-year guys. And I think this can be an advantage for us trying to bring in some really good players. But, you know, the rest of them, we've actually talked to them about it, but we have not asked for, and nor do we want, a decision. You know, because let's say Jaden Temme decides as a junior right now that he wants to play 2 more years, says right now he does, and then we plan on that and we start talking about that, and then a year from now he's like, no, I think I'm ready to graduate. And I don't want to put a young man in that position, you know. So we're not even going to address it with the rest of them until they get close to their senior year, or, you know, start of their senior year. Like, we can start thinking about it a little bit, because, you know, I don't want to put guys in that position where they feel like they have to. This should be fun. Now, with that said, the conversation we had with our seniors this year, a little bit of that was, when has this ever happened? I mean, when have we ever given an extra year of eligibility? Like, if I could, how many guys, if they could go back that are listening on this broadcast right now, could go back and play an extra year of football or an extra year of basketball and choose to delay paying bills and paying rent and becoming an adult? You know, like, let's go play. And I think you'll see a lot of players do that. You know, I don't want to throw a number out there, but it's 70-80%, I'm guessing, take advantage of it. So it does hurt high school players. I think that they're the ones probably most affected by the lack of opportunity of scholarships that are going to be out there due to just things being different. But it'll work itself out, and kids will find a place.
Now, this is kind of probably just a silly question, but a question that I've been asked.
There are no silly questions,
okay.
Tom.
Well, what does this do to the record book? Because we have Roger Maris asterisks all over the place.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say that, because we actually talked about that. Jaden Bristol, you know, he's over 1,000 points.
Oh, yeah.
He's over 500 rebounds, 500 assists. He's got 100 steals. I mean, he's up there in everything. And with a fifth year, you know, I don't know. I don't know what his total is right now. Could he catch the overall scoring leader? Maybe. I mean, maybe. But that's a –
we might have to
asterisk it. You know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm just a coach, Tom. I don't worry about that kind of stuff.
Talk about the conference for next year.
Yeah.
I mean, are we still in the situation where you know, you're going to get to play the conference schedule and like a few others. Is that about it again?
No, I think we'll go back. I mean, if
are we going to do double round robins again?
No, and I hope someday that reason comes in. I think everybody knows how I feel about that. I'd rather play everybody twice, but we've got a 19 game schedule right now where we play everybody in our division twice and everybody in the upper division once. We will go back to our traditional 30 game schedule next year. The 24 was due to COVID and just some decisions that were made. So we'll play 11 or close. We may play 10 or something, but we'll get close to 30 games next year and then play that 19-game league schedule. I don't know about the league, and I really don't know about seniors staying or, you know, I mean, like William Penn, let's just use them for instance. William Penn, who won the league, we finished second. Nine of their top 10 players were seniors. And if all those guys come back, that's an NBA team. You know, I mean, you know. They're darn good.
That's a team with 30-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, they really do. I mean, their starting center was 28 years old. So, you know, I mean, it's men playing a boys' game. But, you know, I don't know what the rest of the league's doing with their seniors and if guys are staying. But it's such a competitive league. And, you know, I think that the national tournament this year showed you that the quality of NAI basketball across the country, when we combine D1 and D2, man, it's good. I mean, it's really good basketball, and we were so close to being in that final 16 and getting ourselves a chance at a national title. But it is really hard now to, one, get to the tournament, two, get to Kansas City, and I'll just throw in an individual one, and to be an All-American is an insane achievement now in NAIA basketball. You're talking 290-plus teams, and we're only going to pick the 36 best in the country. Only the, you know, the 16 best teams get to go to Kansas City. This has now become a huge challenge, and it's awesome.
Let's talk about that national tournament. Is this going to be do you think this is the format? Is this what it's going to be now going forward? Are they going to do the regional thing? Did it work so well that they liked it, that they're going to keep this in place?
I don't think so. I think they'll go to their original plan was 64 teams in the national tournament, and they're going to do 4-team pods at host sites, meaning we could host. We could, like, if we're a high seed, we could bid to host those four teams and only one team out of that weekend. Two games Friday, one game Saturday. One team advances to Kansas City. That's how you get your 16. I think that's how they want to do it. I think that's because it's financial. Each bidding site, it gives you more sites to bid that would need to provide more money to the NAI to host. You have to pay for that right to host those games. And I don't mind that, to be honest with you. I mean, I thought the regional this year was fantastic. I thought it was great having six teams and, you know, having a couple advance or two advance out of that group. It was a great format, but that 48 was a COVID number. And when we go to 64, it's going to look a lot different. But, man, it's an achievement now. It's a different achievement just to get in, one, to be one of those 48 or one of those 64, and then to get to the final site is going to be, down in Kansas City, a really big achievement. And that's, you know, that's kind of where we're at, Tom, with this program. I mean, I don't shy away from it. You know, I feel really good about what we've built. But five of the last 8 years, we've been to the national tournament. We've won the league twice. We finished second all the other times. Our step now is Sweet 16, Elite 8. You know, finding a way to push through to that. And so, we're very driven to that right now as a program.
What does the schedule, or do you have it together enough, look like beyond the other ones, beyond the conference
next
game?
Year?
What are the 8 or 9 teams you're playing? Anybody
so right
know?
Now we're going to play a classic at Concordia University in Nebraska against them in Hastings. Concordia is a nationally ranked program, very good. We've got some Nebraska guys. We always like to get back there so their families or friends.
I've heard those Nebraska guys love their basketball. That's what I've heard.
That's what I've heard, too. Yeah. We like our football, too, though, I'll be honest. But, you know, and then we're going to play in a classic at Peru State, and catch this, against Central Baptist, who we just beat in the first round of the national tournament, and Missouri Baptist out of St. Louis. And those are two really good teams as well. And the strategy here, Tom, now that we have to look at as a program, is we have to schedule within our region as much as possible because we want to be ranked in our region in the top 4 or 5. That's a big qualification to getting into the national tournament now. So we're trying that the AMC, which is Missouri Baptist and Central Baptist and Columbia College, that league is in our region. And the KCAC is in our region. So we're trying to play people like Friends and Avila, where those guys will be on our schedule next year. Haskell will be on our schedule again to try to get Cougar Downing back to get the family back in the gym and watch him coach.
Going to go to Wichita again, or are they coming here?
Friends?
You said Friends.
They're coming here. They were supposed to come here this year, and due to some reshuffling with their league and our league due to COVID, we had to cancel the game. So they owe us one.
And on a very base level note, this gets really expensive. You got 30 games, and that's a lot of travel, and that takes a lot. That's costly stuff.
Oh, yeah, it's costly, yeah. You know, I do think the one thing that scares me about COVID a little, now, I don't mind the cost because we've got great support at Benedictine, but I do. COVID scares me. The effects of COVID on college sports affect me a little bit because I hope that administrators didn't see that we can play less and it's okay. I know there's a movement in NAIA basketball right now that says, hey, let's maybe shrink the schedule to 27 instead of 30. And that's strictly financially driven. You know, I mean, schools that we're not struggling here. You know, I mean, thankfully we've got such a great leadership that we're doing great. But some schools are really struggling, and COVID hurt them worse. And so I think, you know, I worry that some of those things will be backed off. Hopefully not, because you never want to take away opportunities from student athletes. You know, you only get this one shot, right? You get this 4 or 5 year window. You want to be able to play as much as you can.
Or six, maybe.
Or maybe six, yeah. but it's been an interesting year, and we'll see the after effects.
Coach, congratulations on a great year. Appreciate you letting us steal some time here on a beautiful football day,
Fantastic. And I just want to say thank you to you for all your coverage. And I know it was a different year. You did some remotely. You did some in person. And our program sincerely appreciates you allowing our fans to hear us when we're on the road and your loyalty to Raven sports in general, but Raven basketball. Thank you very much.
We're looking forward to being in every gym every week this year.
Looking forward to it, too.
You bet.
Have a great game. Let's go, Ravens.
There you go. Ryan Booty, head coach of the Benedictine men's basketball team. We'll be back. Second half of the football game next.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
More nonstop Raven football action is just moments away. Thanks for listening to this week's Raven fan feature on the Taco John's Halftime Show. Ole the day!
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Welcome back! Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus. We're getting set to go to the second half of the ballgame, and Ravens have kicked off. It was a touchback, and it will be the Hastings Broncos who trail the Ravens 31-0 to begin possession of the football, first and 10 of their own 25-yard line. Second half is underway. Joseph in the studio, our producer-engineer, Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts, and a quick handoff in the backfield and a submarine tackle, a gain of a yard, and boy, who's that? Is that Josh over there?
Yeah, Josh Morris is having a great day. That time he was able to come up from his cornerback spot and take the pegs out from underneath the running back. Talk about what's happening today. Benedictine is like right on pace for 100 plays of offense today. In the first half, they ran 50 plays for 273 yards. For Hastings, 21 plays for, negative 12 yards on the afternoon.
Hastings, again, is making some adjustments in the backfield. Now the quarterback is going to send two guys in motion. They're going to have to get set before the snap of the ball. Long, long count, and the handoff running back tries outside, hit behind the line of scrimmage. There is absolutely nowhere to go for Hastings' tiny running back, Malik Thorpe. Okay,
before the game, Gus, you said, look at this guy out on the field, number 20. He's not very big. Look at the program. You know the football programs are notoriously generous.
Generous, yeah.
Okay? Malik is in the program at 5'4". He is 5'4" and 150 pounds in the program, which means he's 5'2" and 135.
Now, and we saw during pregame that he was a very small back out there.
That said, he's going to have to be fast and hard to find. Third down and 10 for Hastings, just underway in the second half. QB's back, throws it to the running back, and Malik is blown up over there by a guy that is Joe Glaser, who outweighs him by 100-plus pounds.
Yeah, Glaser did a great job coming off that defensive end, and for a second, thought that ball was going to be tipped up into the air and intercepted, but the incomplete pass, it'll bring up a fourth down, and the Ravens, quickly as that, put their punt return unit out on the field.
Buteau's out, and the Ravens happen to be up at the 45-yard line again, kicking into the wind. Jason Bockley, he will stand at his own 10-yard line to get a toe on this one. The punting game has been craziness all day. The Ravens go after it. The kick, did they touch it? There's no penalty marker down, and so when they ran into the kicker, no marker, and the ball is going to roll dead just inside the Benedictine 40-yard line. BC had five guys within arm's reach of that football when he got a toe on it.
You know, and all in all, that was a pretty good punt right there for Hastings going into that wind and being able to kick it out of bounds at the Benedictine 37. Got to look for small wins right now if you're Hastings.
For Hastings, isn't that the conversation at halftime? You go in and say, okay, guys, let's go out, let's play well in second half. I mean, you hear that all the time from Coach, but in the coach's mind, he's saying, we're going to have to maybe throw a couple of three passes that are successful. Now the Ravens, handoff in the middle, badly handled by Rayshon, who goes back and picks it up and loses about four.
Yeah, that time Rayshon just never really got that ball locked away. After he took the handoff, it kind of popped up into the air. He turned his back to the line of scrimmage to find it. And by the time he was able to pull it back in, he's going to be hit for a loss on the play. Let's call this second and 14.
Okay, I got a running back question for you. As a running back, I know as a receiver you watch the ball into your hands. Does a running back watch it enter? Does he expect it to be planted in a midsection and go without looking?
Yeah, expect it to be there. Do not look down for the football. That was one of Coach Pops' things, like, do not look down. He always watched you. Make sure that your head stayed up, eyes forward, because the whole time you're looking downfield, you're trying to read your back or find your defensive end or the end man on the line of scrimmage. So, yeah, do not look down. The ball, you just expect it to get in there.
Here's a little pass over to the right flat. That's going to be caught by Trey Adger. And as he gets to the 44-yard line, there's a marker out there way downfield, about 20 yards downfield.
And look at your big center. Zion Mathis is 6'3", 30. He's motioning everybody downfield. It's going to be illegal substitution against Hastings. So Benedictine will have the ball. I think I marked this thing finally. The 44-yard line. Shepherdson will check back into the ballgame. Joe Withrow out. It'll be a 3rd and 3 for the Raven offense.
And Brett will be a, I'm going to almost call it a wing back. He's going to be like a tight end on the left side, but he's set back off now. He'll come motion to the right like a blocker. He will get into the second line of defense as the handoff goes to Rayshon, and he will get a first down and advance the ball all the way to the 50. Nice 7-yard carry for Rayshon Mills. We are early in the second half, 12-12 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine leading here at home, 31-0 in something that is just so impossible. I can't believe I can say this. College football here on the Raven campus in April. And we're not talking spring game. We're talking real games that count. Tomorrow is going to be the reveal of the national tournament field. Quarterback on a flea flicker. Back to throw. Wide open Trey. Turns around and catches a poorly thrown pass at the 15. Trey turned it back and waited for it.
Yeah, Trey did a great job of coming back to the football and making the reception. Benedictine going to hand this thing all the way down to the 13-yard line. It will be 1st and 10.
So, yeah, tomorrow the announcements will be made, and Benedictine will find out. Is they're currently number 18 in the nation. It's going to take a number of dominoes to fall for them to make the tournament. However, it's still a topic of conversation. Do you think the people out in the parking lot there to listen to us right now and say, oh, my Ravens are going to be in, you know. And you got to admire the eternal optimism. I'm for them. Here's a first down call. Right side, Rayshon Mills for nothing. He will hit off right guard and two big linemen led by Tyler Palowski. 5'9", 200 pounds, another Nebraska native.
Yeah, Pulowski has played really well. When you talk about this defense right now for Hastings, it's mostly been two of their three linebackers. It's been Titus Clay and Tyler Pulowski. Pulowski actually has an interception early on in the ballgame.
A couple of freshmen run off the sideline and into the Benedictine lineup, Prey and Madison. Second down, 10 BC at the 13-yard line. Deep now in Bronco territory. Flare pass going to go over to the right side, and it's way too high and very much out of the reach of Drake Prey. Drake's got decent size at 6 foot tall, the Tonganoxie chieftain, 190-pounder, but couldn't catch that one.
Carlo Terrell, the cornerback over there, ready to put a hit on Drake Prey, and now we're going to see one, two, three. That's been the thing about this offense so far today. We're seeing a lot of guys in and out of the offense.
Rayshon Mills comes back into the game. Reed Levi checks back in, and once more, the Ravens will have four in the pattern on a third and 10 call. Winded is back. Kettle is back to throw. Fade pattern left side, looking for the end zone, and it's going to be out of the reach of Austin Buteau and incomplete. And Benedictine will bring its field goal unit into the game, and here comes Tegan Trammell.
Yeah, that pass right there, looking for Buteau, might have been a little too much on a line. I think you got to get a little more air underneath that thing and drop it down into your receiver in the back corner of the end zone.
Ravens are going to line up for what will be a 30-yard field goal effort. It will be held by Garrett Kettle. Kicking it, the 5'11 junior from Sedalia, Tegan Trammell. Long count, snap is good, the hold is nice, and the kick is up and through, and we have timeout as the Ravens extend their lead. At 10 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the third quarter, it's now Benedictine 34, Hastings nothing.
We are dreaming of spring, and with spring dreams come home update dreams. This is Tisa with L&L Construction. Whether it's a kitchen update, a bathroom remodel, or an addition to your home, we have the expertise to make it happen. How about some fresh curb appeal? New siding or windows can do the trick. If you're dreaming of home updates, contact the guys in the red trucks and let us turn your spring dreams into reality. Give us a call. L&L Construction, 913-367-3161.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 7-Eleven Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Well, and once again, the Raven kickoff by Cullen Bruner with the wind behind it, and it goes out the back of the end zone on a quick hop. Benedictine brings in the defense. They lead in the game now 34 to nothing. Gus, there's no answer. Again, I love giving you questions that there aren't any answers to, I don't think. For the Ravens to have a realistic shot at getting a little attention tomorrow when they're pulling things, how much you got to win by today? 50?
At least.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I mean, really, because you got a couple problems, and we can talk about them here in just a minute after this play.
First and 10, Hastings from their own 25. QB's back, running for his life, going to the left side, and he is going to get to the line of scrimmage and dash out. They're going to give him a couple of yards. Actually, he was able to stretch the ball forward up to about the 27-yard line, chased out on the near side. That's Tyler Tierney over here.
Yeah, so you talk about the teams that are kind of around you. You've got Georgetown at 16, Benedictine right now at 18, Avila at 19. But the problem is Benedictine at 7-2 will go to 8-2. Avila is 8-1. Benedictine doesn't have any top 25 wins, but of the four teams around them, nobody does, but Avila has two. And so that's going to be really tough to shake, is that Avila has two. Now, for Benedictine, they're going to say their two losses came on the road against the number two team in the country. And, here against Baker, who's a top 10 team.
Quarterback Zamora back to throw, gets chased out of the pocket. We'll run forward, go to the left side, picks up three or four yards, gets up around the 30-yard line, where it will leave a third down 5 for Hastings. We're 9:20 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine in front, 34-0. Hastings is beginning to do now what they had done at the end of the opening half, because they're stretching this out, taking all the time they can, looking to the sideline. 2, now 1 at the play clock as the ball is snapped. Hand off right side, and there's a first down carry by about the length of the football. You say short?
He's short.
Oh, they are going to give him a short
They didn't give him a very good spot.
See him carry that ball back? Yeah. It was a cross. I thought he had the first down, but...
Oh, wow, they're going to say he's a full yard short now.
One of the officials apparently had seen a knee go down or something from the far side that we could not see. And now they're going to move it up about a half a yard or so short, maybe now moving up about a foot short. And here stays the Hastings offense. Ravens are going to stack the box. It is 4th and inches at their own 34-yard line for Hastings. Nothing to lose to go for it here. Zamora will take it. Handoff, running back, puts his head down, rides the surge for the first down. Nice run. Straight ahead, power move. And Hastings will advance the sticks. They needed about a half a yard. They got about a yard.
Yeah, Shepherdson and Gavin Spangler were able to get in there and make the stop, but not before. The running back was able to push forward for a first down, and for Hastings, haven't had many of those today. That is their third of the afternoon.
The lead running back here for Hastings, Tyree Nesmith, that was out of Baltimore, Maryland. Good size athlete, 6 foot tall, 215-pound senior. First and 10. Quarterback will roll left, pulls the ball back down as the first defender makes him retreat, and then the pass over the middle is caught. It's across midfield. Lane Heikkinen, the 6 foot sophomore from Lawrence, Nebraska, tackled by Josh Morris. But there is that matchup they were looking for. You got a 6 foot or so receiver and a 5'8" cornerback. They will take the ball into Benedictine to the Raven 45-yard line, and so. That play a couple of downs ago, that fourth down gamble is paying off.
Yeah, that time Zach Gill was able to get into the backfield quickly, but the quarterback, John Zamora, gave that little bit of a pump fake. It got Gill off of his feet, and he was able to work up and then toss the ball down the field.
Head off on just a straight-ahead power run into the left side is going to be good for a yard as Spencer Witt, he comes into the stack, grabs Tyree Nesmith around the midsection and just pulls him back and gets him on the ground. A gain of about a yard, 2nd down 9. Spencer Witt out of Ozark, Missouri. Goodness knows we've spent plenty of time at that football stadium.
Been there before.
Receivers now 3 to the right and 1 to the left for Hastings. You know, after Hastings got through those early game jitters, they've settled down and played okay. 2nd down. Quarterback back, throws a pass, and he was hit as he was releasing the ball, and it went wide of his original target, Quinton Sinek. Brett Shepherdson was dragging somewhere down, and it's always a high-risk play when you're falling to the ground and you decide to go ahead and throw that ball anyway, because you're not just really sure where it's going to end up.
Especially against this Raven defense, who had 16 interceptions this season, so a very opportunistic defense has not been able to turn Hastings over yet today.
34-0, Benedictine in front with now 6:45 to go in the third quarter. And now we're going to get a timeout taken by Hastings. They just burned up a lot of time and decided to stop the clock. We're going to do it. Joseph, the break, 6:46 to go in the third. Ravens, 34, Broncos nothing.
When you want to power up, go pro with Subway. With the new protein bowls, you'll get a footlong's worth of protein. Pick your favorite footlong piled high atop fresh lettuce, tomato, cucumber, and more veggies. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Order in-store, online, or on the app at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming out of the timeout, here comes Hastings on a third down, 8. It is going to be a nice straight-ahead run and an ankle tackle for Benedict and by Spencer Witt. Stops Tyree Nesmith way short of the first down. It is a fourth down, Hastings, and Gus, surely they will be punting away or not here. You're shaking your head, no chance.
No, you're on the Ravens side of the field. You went for it already once in this possession. What do you have to lose, right?
Right,
you're,
I get
you're
that.
You're down 34. You're in the second half. You're just looking for something good to happen right here. So leave the offense out on the field.
On the
what
flip,
are you going to do, give up another touchdown?
Yeah, the flip of that is you're outside the 40-yard line, and it's not fourth and inches. It's fourth and 6 or 7. But you're right. They have nothing to lose here. Quarterback's going to take the shotgun snap. The heat is on to pass away, and he was just getting rid of it to save his life. It's incomplete. Ravens will take over on down.
Yeah, Evan Aguiar got into the backfield quickly and was able to get into the quarterback's face. And then, once the pass got away, it was the junior, Matt Cobbs, that was right there, had the intended receiver wrapped up, an incomplete pass. There'll be a turnover on downs. Now, Cobbs is a guy we haven't talked much about, a 6'2" junior out of Draper, Utah.
Well, here comes the Benedictine offense, and staying in at quarterback, as he has been there all afternoon, is the 6'4" junior, Garrett Kettle. First and 10, Ravens at their own 44-yard line. Backs on either side of Kettle for the first time today, and he's going deep, and he's got Trey, and it's caught, and it's a Raven touchdown. Count it down if you want to. Touchdown, Benedictine. That strike was from 40 or 59 yards out.
What a job right there. The quarterback, Garrett Kettle, just tossed the ball out in front of Trey Adger, and here's the deal. You're not going to be able to out-throw him. He's so fast, able to run under it. A 59-yard touchdown reception for Trey. That's his third touchdown of the day.
That is, I believe, Izzy's very favorite pass play, the one that ends up in the end zone from a long way away.
Yeah, I'm telling you, everybody loves the long pass.
PAT coming up. 5:47 to go in the third quarter. It is down and up, and the Raven kicking game continues to be perfect this afternoon. Timeout, 5:47 to go in the third. Benedictine 40, Hastings scoreless.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Hundley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
Time it's going to be taken by one of the return men right at the goal line across the 20 to the 22-yard line for Hastings. Goes Brett Simonson, sophomore running back. And it'll be first and 10 Broncos. And I guess he'd have been better off if that thing would have just gone into the end zone. He would have picked up a few yards and a little less grief.
Yeah, but you traveled all the way here, right? Give me a chance to get a return. Hey, is it just me or is this font kind of hard to read?
Yeah, it's fuzzy looking.
Okay. I was just thinking maybe my eyes were going out.
Maybe that. Maybe a little bit. We've been here for a while already. We're approaching the top of the hour here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Ravens with a 41-0 lead. Quarterback with the little wraparound handoff on the right side. There's nothing.
You know, I can see the ear-to-ear smile out of Joseph.
Yeah,
right now.
He's proud of that, wasn't he?
So the Ravens over there able to make the stop on the play, getting off the bottom of the stack. That's going to be Joe Burke, the 5'11", 240-pound freshman out of Albuquerque. Also over there in on the stop was Joe Glasser.
Second down, 10 from the row 23. Hastings and head coach, offensive coordinator in his first season, Mike Franzen. Broncos 2-7 coming in today. Benedictine 7-2. 4-1 in the Hart South. Ravens two losses coming to two teams in the, probably, what, the top seven or eight in the nation. Here's a pass over to the left side that is hurried and is incomplete because, again, Zamora chased out of the pocket and hotly pursued by two defenders.
So it'll bring up a third down. The Ravens are going to bring in what looks like a nickel package, so they're going to bring in that extra defensive back here on this play.
So there's 11 out there. So what do? You drop off a lineman and go with three in the front?
Yeah. Drop off a lineman, really just go two down. See? They are. They're just going to go with two down linemen right now and then have your ends be, what, Shepherd, Evan Aguiar and Brett Shepard.
Yeah. They sneak a guy to the middle and then back him off. They will hand off instead of passing, and as the ball goes into the right side of the line, there will be a gain, but nowhere close to the yardage they need on a third down. 10, it is fourth down, and, in fact, this time Hastings will punt the football.
Yeah, this is a little easier decision, right? You're deep in your own territory, whereas earlier you had finally gotten across midfield, and you just needed to get your offense something.
I'm waiting for somebody to go back for the return. Oh, there he goes. He's coming in from way back here at the 40-yard line. Benedictine is going to again have Austin Buteau out of Tomball, Texas.
I'd love to know the discussion that goes on between Coach Osborne and Austin Buteau every time they have a little discussion before he goes in there. I think probably just to get on the same page about, you know, hey, the ball over your head, let it go, or this or that.
Now, we're going to hang on to it right here because Hastings has just used his second time out of a half because they had nine guys out on the field, and they were running two more out and running out of time. And so, kicking into the wind, I don't know. I would have probably just taken a penalty and called it a day. But
I was going to say, what, 5 yards?
They're going to take their second time out. We're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph. We would talk about the upcoming K-Radio sports schedule, but I don't know. We won't know until tomorrow. What or if there is one between now and August, because tomorrow afternoon the NAIA will make its announcements and its pairings in the first round of the football championship series.
So that's a good thing for Raven fans. When was the last time we saw a playoff that did not include St. Francis, Indiana? Sounds like probably moving that way. Is Marion, Indiana beats St. Francis today, 41-34. So, with that loss, St. Francis loses their second game and fall to 500 on the season at 2-2. So, I mean, that's kind of what you have to do at this point is start looking at teams kind of around you.
So, what you're doing is you're wishing ill on others.
Yeah, and you know, okay. You got another one happening right here. Carroll right now leading College of Idaho early in the third quarter.
Hastings going to kick it away. And again, Benedictine will return it from around their own 40-yard line. Snap back. That one is a nice snap. And this kick is just a low line drive. Austin will take it at his 42. Goes right side. Directs for some blocking. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. Austin's going to go into the end zone. Touchdown, Buteau on the punt return. What a job, Austin Buteau.
60-yard touchdown return right there for Buteau and the Ravens. Quickly run their kick return unit out, and telling you, that was a big return right there by Buteau.
I liked when he got to the outside. He could see the green. He saw that there was a potential for a seam on the sideline. And, man, he has a presence of mind to start directing traffic, extends that arm out, points at here. You come over and you get this guy, and I can maybe get to the edge here. And it panned out. Benedictine stretches its lead now. One more PAT coming up.
You know what else he can do? You can walk over to Trey and say, mine was 60 and your last reception was only 59.
Hit the scene. A little friendly competition never hurt anyone. Kettle will hold this point after effort. And Benedictine will extend their lead. Timeout at 3:52 to go. We're still in the third quarter. Ravens 48, Hastings nothing.
It's tax time, and H&R Block in Atchison is open and ready to help. In these uncertain times, and with tax changes, H&R Block in Atchison has the knowledge to guide you through. They strongly encourage drop-off information so they can help get you all the deductions, credits, and refunds allowable. H&R Block in Atchison at 913-367-6231. Located at 712 Commercial, right next to Daylight Donuts. That's H&R Block in Atchison, 913-367-6231. Please stay safe and healthy.
healthy. Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. The Benedictine kick was high and away. It was coming down around the goal line. And the return guy had to be thinking, do I catch it? Do I let it bounce into the end zone? Well, Kyle or Benedict there, he decided to return it. And Kyle Rowland got the angle on him, drills him at the 20-yard line, and Hastings will begin a possession from there. Kyle Rowland out of St. Charles, Missouri, a freshman out of Francis Howell Catholic. First down. Here come the Broncos at their own 20. Hand off right side. Getting close to the line of scrimmage, but maybe not quite to the line of scrimmage.
Balloons like, coming from like the softball field or something.
You remember the boxing match where the guy came flying into the ring, you know, on the little parachute? Kind of looks like that right there. Hey, we are at 3:18 to go, still in the third quarter. Sun's kind of peeking out here. It's a nice football day, but April, that's still kind of a big deal to try to figure April football out.
Going to wrap your head around that whole
idea. I'm not even sure.
Hastings with four first downs on the afternoon,
wow.
36 plays and 28 total yards. That's not going to help.
Oh, a handoff in the backfield, and the minute he touches the ball, Brian Barrera for BC makes a huge hit.
Yeah, Brian doing a great job getting into the backfield, hits the running back as soon as he takes the handoff. A loss on the play, and they're going to back it up to third and 12 now for Hastings.
2.5 to go in the third quarter. Broncos looking over to the far sideline, and Coach Franzen, how deep do you go in the playbook here? Do you reach down, or you just keep working plays number 1 through 5 until you get them to work?
You could probably go deep, because here's the deal. It's not like you have to worry about saving him for the rest of the season.
True.
Right, this is a completely different field than a game in January.
We got a penalty marker sailing, and there may be a time clock violation. Well, good luck. They'll mark off a penalty against Hastings. One thing to take a lot of time, or is one thing to take more than you have?
More than the time allotted.
Yes, third down, 17. Little screen pass is set up, complete to the 15. Bouncing to the 20, and then hit, and with his feet taken out from under him at the 23-yard line.
That time,
again, Brian.
Yeah, Brian Barreo with another big hit on the play, and now we have a Hastings offensive lineman that's a little slow to get up. But again, I like that play for Hastings. You're looking at third and 17. You drop back, you throw a little screen pass, you pick up some yards, and now Buteau back to return this punt coming off of a punt return touchdown the last time he was out there.
Here's the deal. The guy who's getting up slowly, he stays in. The only lineman who stays in is their center, freshman Jaden Adebo, 6'1", 335 out of Houston. Again, a freshman. He stays in. The Ravens put on a little heat, but the kick of the way it is high, high kick. Caught by the wind and going to bounce at the 50, takes a bit of a Hastings bounce, and will be down at the 45-yard line, the Ravens 45.
Now look at Buteau, not exactly happy with what happened right there.
He got hit pretty hard.
Yeah, and he called for the fair catch, came up, then he gets hit, and then the ball bounds away from him. So, nonetheless, Benedictine will send their offense out on the field, and they'll have a first and 10 at the, it'll be their own, 45.
Where we at? Close to the end of the third quarter. A minute to go in the third. Ravens in front, 48-0. Looking to do everything they can to give the Raiders something to look at tomorrow. Snap back, hand off left side. Rayshon will be tripped up in the backfield and be able to keep his balance to get back to the original line of scrimmage. One more play to go in the third.
Over there making the stop for Hastings, you had Beasley Egoru, the 6'3" junior defensive end out of Houston, Texas, making his third tackle in the season.
Raven defensive unit, Gus, they were so good all season long, and they're right back here in the second half of the season, and that rushing defense is just scary good. Second down 10 for BC right now. Hand off Rayshon, bounces to the middle, gets across the line of scrimmage, up to the 56-yard gain as the third quarter is over. Fourth quarter on the way. We'll be back with it from Atchison, Kansas. The score, Benedictine 48, Hastings nothing.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
It's spring, the weather's fine, but there are a lot of things that just won't build themselves, like that new deck or that swing set or that custom order kitchen you said you could create in a weekend. Hi, this is Chrissy of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to say help has arrived. Our My Rewards checking with Real Saver really does build itself. As you qualify for rewards, you can enjoy big time interest plus ATM fee refunds. Your rewards are automatically transferred into these free accounts so you can watch your savings build itself. If only all your other projects had that ability. Get rewarded today. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Back with you here in Atchison, Kansas. Sun trying to peek out just a little bit. Not enough, but more than it was this morning, as it was kind of misty at the onset of the ball game. We're in the low 50s here, and the wind out of the north continues to be quite brisk. The Ravens are moving into that wind as we go to the fourth quarter. BC leading it here 48 to nothing. Quarterback Garrett Kettle rolls to his right, throws downfield into traffic. A short pass is caught, and penalty marker Sale at the point of reception. Kettle was rolling right, Gus, and had a couple of receivers, and unfortunately for Benedictine, two of them were like side-by-side over there with four defenders, and yet Bouton was able to come back and make the catch, but markers are down. Let's see what's up here.
Might be offensive pass interference. And the way Trey's throwing his hands up, I bet it's against him. All right, it's like basketball. You can figure out real quick who it's against.
There you go. So pass interference on the offense, and what was a nice long gain downfield is going to be as if it never happened, and some negative yardage out of the penalty with 9 seconds into the fourth quarter. So for Benedictine, it'll bring up a third down and 20. And with that, it will cause Benedictine to take running back Rayshon Mills out of the ball game and introduce an additional receiver and bring Drake Prey into the game. Kettle is back, looking, hit as he throws, goes over the middle, and no penalty marker. Trey is screaming for a penalty as he was guarded very closely downfield. Carlo Terrell was down there with him.
Well, and Carlo did make some contact right as that ball was coming into Trey, but again, I think the officials probably factoring in that it's a 48-point game, and it really wasn't enough. It wasn't enough contact to really throw Trey off. And now, quickly, the Ravens are going to have to make a switch on their punt team, and they're now going to bring Tyler Tierney out there.
Hastings back for the return. Ravens punting into the wind, and as it has been all day, it goes up and then just stops and is thrown to the ground. It will bounce to the 41-yard line, and so ultimately that is a 24-yard punt for Benedictine. First and 10 with great field position, and Hastings, I guess if they're going to score in the game, it's probably got to be on this possession, right? You got a decent field position, you know, at your own 41. You got nothing to lose. The playbook is, you know, is everything is available from page 1 to page 101.
Yep.
And so if you're going to do something,
you're going to want to do it right here.
Well, and that's something else that the coaching staff's probably going to tell their guys right there going into the fourth was, you got 15 minutes to put something on film for me to look at all summer.
Zamora, play action, hit by Shepherdson, but gets it away, and it's caught on the near side. Zamora had no idea how that play ended up, as he was planted on his back. But it was caught in the advance to the 50. It's going to be a nice 9-yard gain, but, man, is the cost worth the return?
You know, but I've given Zamora a lot of credit today. He has gotten rid of that pass versus taking the sack so much today. Right, Benedictine has gotten a couple sacks on him. What has he got? Yeah, 3 sacks on him, but he should have been sacked at least 10 times today.
Little straight ahead run and a first down for Hastings as they will go just off right guard.
That's their 5th first down of the afternoon for the Mustangs.
They move the ball to the Benedictine 46-yard line. Ravens in front 48-0. We're a little over a minute into the fourth quarter. Hastings continues to follow that trend of taking their time, not being in any hurry at all to snap the ball. This time a Le'Veon Bell-like run as he kind of drags into the line of scrimmage is put together here by Nesmith, and he'll pick up about 4 with that carry. He just took his time, waited for something to happen, some room to develop in front of him, and then kind of worked his way forward for, like I say, about 4, second down, half a dozen here.
Yeah, and you talk about he ran right there behind the left side of the line for Hastings, and they're not the biggest over there. 5'11", 255, 6'1", 285. So not just a big, monstrous line out there for Hastings.
Hand off again, basically the same play. And I'm going to tell you, Hastings' playbook has been very thin. It has not been highly imaginative through the course of the afternoon. I'm not seeing a lot that just makes me, you know, have any of that wow factor.
Yeah, they're just pretty vanilla.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, nothing fancy. And maybe a new coach with a new team and a lot of young guys, maybe you got to get those building blocks. So maybe he feels like he's got to get that foundation of these games in place first. And if so, he's working very hard on that today. Third down, 5. Hastings at the 42. QB back. Hit as he releases, and it's going to go incomplete. The pass was wobbling and going into a crowd, but made it to the ground before anybody got a hand on it. And again, Shepherdson with the hit. That will go, what, as a rush, right?
Yeah.
Fourth down and 5 for the Broncos.
Talk about Hastings. Talk about their last 3 games out, right? Mm-hmm. You had Dort. All right, let's go 4. Your last 4 games have been Northwestern Iowa, Dort, Morningside, Benedictine. That might be the toughest schedule in America right now.
Here's a snap back. The punt nearly blocked, but it is away, and they're going to call a running into penalty as the kick goes into the end zone. And that 5 is going to be, that is right at the first down.
If it's not, it's going to be enough to get
you're going to give it right
on the field, right?
Yeah, and you talk about those. Not only those teams good, Northwestern, Iowa, Dort, Morningside, all are going to be in the national tournament. Benedictine hoping to be in. Northwestern won 62-10. Dort defeated Hastings 65-0. Morningside won 57-0. And right now, Benedictine's leading 48-0. Hastings hasn't scored a point since the 7th of November.
Yeah.
Basically, is what that means.
Playing in that GPAC conference, right? There's some pretty good teams.
It's a legitimately good conference. Is it better than the conference that St. Francis and Marion are in?
That Crossroads?
Yeah.
That's got Marion, St. Francis, Concordia, Michigan. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty right on par with each other.
That penalty is in up for the first down, and here comes Hastings. Quarterback running the width of the field will get the pass away to his tight end, catching it at the 25 and down to the 20-yard line, picking up another. First and 10 for the Broncos, who are now legitimately moving to football.
That time, Keon Bulwer, the first team all-conference strong safety, came over to make the stop on the play. Coming into the ball game, Keon, the number 5 tackler on this team for Benedictine.
Well, if the Ravens want to have that great defensive game, they're going to have to make a stand right here. With 11:50 to go in the game, it's first and 10.
Hastings' best field position of the day at the Raven 20-yard line. Zamora, quarterback back to throw, goes to the weak side, caught at the 20, upfield to the 15, bumped out of bounds at the 14-yard line, a gain of a half a dozen. And the Broncos now looking at a second down four. Gus, has Hastings gotten better as the game has gone?
They've gotten a little more sure of themselves. They're slowing things down. They're making certain they're doing some things. I also think Benedictine's defense right now, to be honest, has maybe laxed a little bit.
And Hastings may have found a little, you know, kind of their balance, kind of have found their tempo in the game. This is what suits them best. Second down, four. At the 14-yard line, deep now in Raven territory. Hastings will hand off into the middle. There is absolutely nothing. I'm not sure. Back to the original line of scrimmage. Great work by the BC middle. And then strong safety Keon Bulware coming in to just make sure that that tackle was finished. Third and five. With that stop, they're going to give a loss of a yard. 10-50. Still lots of time to go in the game.
So Hastings will also have a decision to make.
Do you try to go for three and just get rid of the zero?
Do you put points on the board, or do you leave your offense out on the field?
Well, they're hoping to not have to make that decision. With a third down and five, they have taken out a receiving tight end and brought in a blocker, and they're going to use their last time out of the game. We're going to take a final time out of the game for Hastings with 10:28 to go in the contest. Ravens 48, Broncos nothing.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
The weather is finally warming up, and that means it's time for the new Summer Blizzard menu at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. Check it out, along with the Blizzard of the Month, Frosted Animal Cookies. Also, new on the treat menu, Chip Shakes, the Dreamsicle Dipped Cone, and new Tropical Lemonade Twisty Misty. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, now hiring for all shifts.
Here comes the Hastings Bronco offense, third and five of the Benedictine 15. Ravens looking for a big defensive play here. Motion left, QB back to throw, looking left, throwing left, it is tipped, and it could have been picked off, but it was knocked away incomplete in the left flat.
That time, great job by the Ravens getting out there, getting a hand up in the air, and it's going to be Spencer Whitt on the pass deflection. It'll bring up a fourth down, and there we go. Hastings going to bring out the field goal unit.
There is something to be said for not wanting to be shut out. They have been shut out in the last, two games, and the Ravens would really like to keep that goose egg up there. But it is going to be a 32-yard field goal, and it's blocked! The Ravens get a hand on it and block it away. What a special teams play by the Ravens.
Gavin Spangler, the 6'2", 214-pound junior linebacker out of Katy, Texas, got a great push and a hand on the football and was able to block it away. Coming into today, Jason Bockley was 6 of 10 with a long made of 45 and a long attempted of 51.
So here comes the Raven offense, 1st and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Because they may not be able to keep that under wraps to the last half a minute. I don't know. Now, after that, 10-17 to go in the game. Garrett Kettle has gone all the way as the Ravens quarterback. Nice wraparound handoff. And look at the burst of speed to the 25, 35-yard line. Got to the line of scrimmage, and then Drake Prey, he just started going downfield. A nice gain for Benedictine, 14 yards, and they're at the line of scrimmage, and again, the boxes aren't down. Handoff again, Prey puts his head down, and he's good for three or four more.
Yeah, so a three-yard gain coming off that long run, and look at Coach Osborne. They were going to make a substitution. He said, no, keep going. They're in the hurry-up right now.
They are hurried up, too. Second down, 7 for Benedictine. Kettle is back over the middle. He's got his man wide open. Cut 45, 40, 35. Cutting back the big tight end of the 30. Look at Court Madison go to the 20. The big guy's down to the 15-yard line. The Washburn rural freshman, 6'4", Court Madison.
And now coach is running down the sideline, telling his offense, "Get up over the football." Court Madison saying, "Yo, I need to come out for a second." He will read Levi in, and here go the Ravens offense.
It is 1st and 10, Benedictine. Drake Prey in the backfield, got a new quarterback in, it's Laskowski. Prey will take the handoff, go right side, get down to the 12. Benedictine has switched at the QB spot, and into the game, 6'3" junior out of Baldwin City, Kansas, Luke Laskowski. Second down, 8, Benedictine. 9:20 to go in the ballgame. Ravens with a 48-0 lead, and looking to add to that, BC is going to put Pete Cadena wide to the right side. Laskowski will run with the ball, hit from behind, and he's just going to pick up a yard or two short of the 10-yard line. Defensive end Jared Preston with the stop on the play. Gus, Ravens with two starting caliber quarterbacks in Garrett Kettle and Luke Laskowski. But with those two young men, two very different, shall I call it, skill sets or certainly approaches to the game?
Yeah, I think that would be fair to say. I mean, they're kind of night and day type quarterbacks, right?
Third down for the Ravens. Third down at about 7 at the 12. Looking to go to the 5-yard line. Lucas back, looks right, now looks left, throws to the 5-yard line, and is too tall and out of the reach of Pete Cadena. Pete is 6'1", so he's got good stretch. And now the Ravens are going to bring the kicking unit back into the game.
You're going to laugh at this comment right here. I know we talked about it earlier on in the ball game that there's games going on every field today, right?
Uh-huh.
This is the first time I've realized there's actually baseball players over here. I leaned up to look at the flags, and I said, "Oh, there's somebody out there in right field.
What are those people doing up there?" Aguiar's in to snap.
I'm not used to seeing that.
Kettle is back in to hold. Dinga Trammell will put a toe to it. I don't know. Did it get enough on it? It is no good. Wide to the right side. It was high. It was short. It just wasn't going to go in. Clock stops with 8:07 to go in the ballgame. And earlier in the game, I asked you a question. I said, do the Ravens need to win today by 50? Well, I'm not sure, but perhaps Coach Osborne thinks so, because at 48, he went for a field goal. 8:07 to go. And Hastings back on the field with the offense. We'll see what their approach to the game is. First and 10 of their own 20-yard line. QB back to throw. Penalty markers all over the place, and we're going to get a false start against Hastings. And with this series at 8:05 to go, we're going to have a change of quarterback also for Hastings. The Ravens changed quarterback on their last possession. Now, Hastings is going to be utilizing the services of 5'11 sophomore Jesse Ulrich. U-L-R-I-C-H. Jesse's out of Ord, O-R-D, Ord, Nebraska. Here's a pass over to the left side that is going to be incomplete, drilled into the ground around the original line of scrimmage, and it will bring up a second down, 15 for Hastings. Tremendous crowd on hand for this, and from what I gather from all people who've been visiting about them at all the contests up and down the campus today, BC is going to bring Aguiar. Evan is into the game on the defensive side. Second down, 15. Straight ahead running. The handoff is going to get across the line of scrimmage and pick up a couple of more. So it'll bring a third and 13 the way of Hastings. Ravens in the traveling black uniform, or the home black uniforms. Hastings in the traveling white jersey. Going from left to right is Hastings here in the fourth quarter. Third down, 12, Broncos. Hastings, a long, long look to the far sideline, and head coach and offensive coordinator Matt Franzen Play clock at 5, 4, 3, 2. They have no timeouts. 1-0, and they're going to let the play go. Quarterback will step up. He is hit and buried. Got back. He was able to fall forward to get back near the original line. Well, the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage, a couple of yards further than that. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 12. And the Raven defense holds again. And Hastings using so much time. Play clock was at 0, but the officials at this point are just going to let, you know, give you another kick or two.
Yeah, let's reset that. Whatever, you know.
Doesn't much matter. We're at 6:40 and rolling along. It's like that point in the time at a basketball game when you get a running clock, you know. It's kind of what's happening here. The snap on the punt is back, and this kick is away. With the wind behind it, it spins and wobbles, and the Ravens are going to catch it at the 35-yard line. Looking. And finally, running to the right side, Buteau crosses the 45. His markers litter the ground. He'll get to the 50-yard line. You know that had to be a block, right?
Oh, yeah, especially when he turns the corner and then all of a sudden flags fly in everywhere. So Benedictine going to send their offense out, and it's going to be Luskowski, right?
Yep, we had Luke out there in the last series, and Hastings had shifted quarterbacks. They had brought Jesse Ulrich in, so coaches are beginning to expand a little bit and test the depth and breadth of their rosters with inside 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Benedictine, it's fair to call it a commanding lead at 48-0.
Very fair. So Benedictine had a hold-in. They had a block in the back. Pick which one you'd like to take, right?
Raven offense. Where are they going to get the football here? Officials are taking a world of time. You think about this juncture of the ball game, 2.5 hours in, and about a 50-point game, that they would be interested in expediting this thing, but that has not been the case too much. It's going to advance this now with the assessment of the penalty to the 32-yard line. Benedictine at its own 32. First and 10. Here come the Ravens. BC with a 48-0 lead. Trips left, one right. Quarterback is going to be the junior, Laskowski. Well, hand off over to the right side, looking for the edge, little stiff arm, trying to get to the edge. Damon Wygand has stretched out, strung out to the far side, and maybe gets a yard or so, not any more than that, as Court Madison will race in. And Benedictine bringing its plays in by alternating tight ends. The Ravens, because about 30 years ago, did the same thing. Got a couple of big, high-quality tight ends, and
You can trust tight ends, right? Yeah. Wide receivers are going to bring it in, and they're going to say, yeah, coach said throw me the ball.
Throw it to me. Tight end comes in, and if he says throw it to me, you know he's kidding.
Yeah, you know that's wrong.
Here's a handoff running into the right side and bumped out of bounds after about a 5-yard pickup. Third down 5 for Benedictine. Clock is going to stop at 5:55 up on the scoreboard. A 48-0 BC lead here today.
The green hat, are you familiar?
I can't see it right now. Yeah, I know exactly who that is.
Okay. So, at the 5:38 mark, Benedictine using a little time right here themselves. Is it?
Huh? Here's a third down 5 call. Pass over the middle is a bullet. It is going to be caught by Reed Levi. Then he's hit from behind and pushed forward. Did he have it a forward progress? I don't think so.
Sure he did.
No, he's half yard short. Nah. We'll talk it over out there.
You've got a thing about wanting to fight me on this. I've been pretty good today.
You have been, but I can't let you get away with this. The Ravens are going to bring the punting unit out. 5 minutes to go. Between those two guys out there, what are there, like 42,000 football wins?
Yeah, maybe. So it is going to be just short. The Ravens are going to go ahead and send their punt unit out. And, again, punting into the wind right here.
Putting a toe to it for the Ravens, Matt Heinrich. Matt has kicked the ball a lot today. Thank you for doing this. Matt, single man back deep, adjusts to get the snap, and this kick is a good one. It kind of turns over, and it's going to land out of bounds. It will not be returnable. They will step forward to the 30, up to the 39-yard line. Yeah, so here comes the Hastings offense for what will very likely be its final opportunity of the afternoon. First and 10, Hastings. Ravens leading at 48-0 with 4:41
left today. Yeah, I was sure that's who that was. First and 10. Broncos out of the GPAC.
What is it, Great Plains Athletic Conference?
Exactly,
right?
The Great Plains.
How much is great about those Plains?
Well, it depends what side of the Plains you're on. Here's a handoff into the middle of the line and bouncing and bouncing and finally losing his headgear as he carries the football. There's going to be new running back Dalen Farrow. Farrow is out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Not a big guy. A lot of guys not big guys on this team. He's 5'6", 190. So back in for Benedictin is Evan Aguiar. Aguiar, he's a good-sized linebacker. He's a very good long snapper, and you got to like his size. It's 6'3", 232. An imposing athlete out of the field. Second and 11. The loss of a yard by Hastings on that first down play. Kind of run about the same play, and this time into the middle of the line, picking up the original lost yard, and maybe a yard or two more is going to be Tyree Nesmith.
Keon Boulware came up and made the stop for the Ravens. It will be a third down now for Hastings.
3:50 to go in the ballgame. Gus, is the Ravens assembled tomorrow, and they go in to watch the film of the game and break it down and all that. It's going to be pretty happy. I mean, as far as how they performed today. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
There's not going to be a lot of guys getting said, why did you do that? Or what in the world happened to you here? Well, I didn't see a lot of that today. Here's a bit of a draw play. Bouncing outside, turning it upfield, and coming up a yard or two short of the first down. Again, Nesmith.
Nesmith with the run and the tackle over there by Brian Barea, the outside linebacker at 5'11", 230. We've talked about him a little bit today at a Santa Clarita, California.
Fourth down two at the 47-yard line. Hastings set their own 47. No reason to take their offense off the field as they trail with 3 minutes to go, 48 to nothing. They got to give it a first down, and then you go deep, don't you, a few times just to try to get something.
Yeah, with the wind at your back, why not?
Here's a handoff into the middle, and the Ravens are going to stop him, and I think he's short.
Yeah.
The Ravens on the sideline are saying it's short. Let's see with the officials. They're the only ones that matter. Oh, that's a short spot right there, that line judge.
The running back hit the hole and then started running parallel. You've got to understand down and distance right there. Hit hard and pick up the first down. He is
He's a full yard short.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even imagine they've taken this much time. He is a complete yard short of the first down. And Benedictine will be putting its offense out of the field here as soon as they're going to measure this thing with 2:45 to go. It's not even close.
Okay, look at the 48-yard line and the 49-yard hash.
Okay.
Are they kind of
crooked?
Aren't they?
Oh, yeah. That 49 is pretty crooked.
Right. And the 49-yard line is the one we're looking at right now.
Yeah, it doesn't
make
any difference.
That's the only reason I think I've ever noticed it.
Because
yeah.
This thing is still way short. Look at that.
We haven't even stretched it out, and it's short.
It is first and 10. Raven offense coming back.
Joshua Moore is over here on the sideline, making sure everybody knew that it wasn't close.
Josh was right. He was spot on.
Ravens going to send Luke Laskowski out there. He'll have Drake Prey and Damon Wigan as his backs.
Okay. It's late in the game. Your team is way ahead. You're in the contest. Are you looking to, A, just not make any mistakes at your coach that you wouldn't hurt him, or, B, make a big play and show him what you've got?
Yeah, make a big play.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
Always swing for the fence.
Fair enough. What if the fence is like the foul screen behind you?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, here's a pass over to the right flat that will go back around the line of scrimmage. So I guess that time, Laskowski is 1-for-1 passing with 0 yards. So, I mean, he's perfect, but didn't get anywhere. It is a second down 10 for Benedictine. 2.5 minutes left.
Actually lost a yard on the play. Look, they're going to mark him back at the 49. So a loss of a yard on the play. The Ravens are going to bring in some newer players. We're going to see Pete Cadena back in there and Harry O'Neill back in there, receiver.
Second down, Ravens. Laskowski tries to head fake the defense and does. He's at the 50, 45. Luke down the right side, 35, down near the 30-yard line. Laskowski, that was a great little juke move. He fakes the pitch, defense bit, pulls it back in, and sprints north. They'll advance the chains down to the 33-yard line, first and 10. Benedictine. There is the legend, Dennis Murphy, here today. You realize that, of course, you know that Murphy is an old Mustang from his high school career. Here's a pass left side, caught at the 10-yard line. Laskowski to the left side for Benedictine into the hands of Court Madison. First and goal, Ravens at the 10.
His move too quickly. I was trying to.
Oh, that would have been a great one.
Yeah.
First and goal, Benedictine. We're at a minute and a half to go. Now, if you're the Raven backups, are you going to try to score? Are you? Gus is nodding,
yeah,
everybody.
Definitely.
He nods.
Most people can hear the rattle.
Handoff, second man tries the middle. There's not a lot of room in there for Kadena.
That time, Lathan Shaw, the 5'9", 290-pound freshman defensive tackle, makes a stop on the play for Hastings.
Second and goal. The clock, the issue. We're down to a minute to play.
Drake Frey came off the field. He's a little upset. He wanted a chance to get one into the end zone.
Just put me in the game, coach. Here's Laskowski. Snap, markers, and who got offside?
Let's say the offense. We stopped it.
Officials are having a little chit-chat. We'll get it figured out here in the last minute of the game. Actually, 53 seconds to go. So that 5-yard penalty will push the Ravens offense back.
And they're going to go ahead and take the runoff. Kind of weird. It was against your center.
17-yard line now. Second and goal.
Are they in the victory formation on a shotgun?
You tell me.
Right? I mean, I would say that's exactly what they've gone to right here. They took the 10-second runoff to get them to 33. That way they can kneel the ball here and then call it a day.
33 is where we're at.
I'm not sure what the officials are waiting on.
I'm with you. We got a back on each side. The quarterback, Laskowski, will take it. He will take a knee. Final score here this afternoon. The Benedictine Ravens, 48. Hastings, nothing. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on a daily basis to keep your operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Kyle at Union State Bank of Atchison, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all 7 of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. Nearly half of adults in the U.S. have high blood pressure, but only 1 in 4 have it under control. From measuring your blood pressure to discussing family history, your primary care provider can help you gain a solid understanding of your heart disease risk. Schedule a visit with an Amberwell primary care provider today to talk about your heart health. Call 913-367-7300 for a no-wait, same-day appointment. That's 913-367-7300.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus. As the Ravens going to make a lot of history today. And, I mean, I don't know where to start. We started with the last time we'll hear Jennifer Stammers with the national anthem. We talk about the very first game for Coach Osborne as head coach of the Ravens. The very first time Benedictine has ever played football that counts, real football, in April. And now, thanks to some tremendous research that went on months ago by Izzy, there is another incredible record that the Ravens have set today.
Yeah. How crazy is this? Benedictine, with today's game, has pitched their fourth shutout of the season. The last time Benedictine had four shutouts in a year, 1933.
Incredible.
Iz went through the whole book, and we made sure every year wrote them down, and I'm telling you, that is the best research we're going to see anywhere. So
the Ravens with four shutouts move their record to 8-2 overall, and now they just wait and see if they get a phone call tomorrow.
Yeah, and for Benedictine, I mean, you did as much as you could. You put up 48 points, the offense looked good, the defense pitches another shutout.
They probably held Hastings to negative rushing yards today.
Yeah, and we talked about it in the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game, were that you needed to go out there and put together your best resume in 48 points. Yeah, I mean, there was not much else you were going to be able to do today. And again, hats off to Hastings, because they have had kind of that murderer's row down the stretch. What did they have? Northwestern Iowa, Dort, Morningside, Benedictine have been the last four games for Hastings. So, tough sledding right there, and now we just sit back and wait.
And we will keep you posted as to what we find out. Again, congratulations, Coach Osborne. Congratulations to the Benedictine Ravens on this big win. And congratulations to all these people who were out here today to cheer on their teams, whether it was Ravens here on the football field, baseball, softball, lacrosse, all those things happening here today. And hope that they've had a chance to enjoy all of those. We want to thank you for having been with us here this afternoon. We'll let you know if it's our last game of the season or not when we know. Until then, for Joseph, back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, and Gus Counts with me here, Ravens win tonight. 48-0, Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM. This has been an MSC Sports production.